Canucks completed a perfect 2-0 road trip with a convincing win in Arizona on Thursday. Was fanned on by Stralman. It's a 3-on-2 to center for the Canucks. Horvat, left wing for Garland. No look pass into the slot for Pod Colson. Then for Horvat, he scores! What a goal from Bo Horvat! And he's got 30 on the year. Myers back into his own end. Plays across for Dermott. Threw it up the other way. It's a 2-on-0 for the Canucks. Pedersen down the right wing with Chiasson. Gives it to him. Back to Pedersen. He scores! Canucks go into Arizona. They get two goals from Bo Horvat. Two goals from Alex Chiasson. And another one from Elias Pedersen. And they beat the Coyotes big. 5-1. Tonight, Vancouver kicks off a five-game homestand against the Sharks. It's the Vancouver Canucks and the San Jose Sharks. NHL hockey is on the air, live from Rogers Arena in Vancouver.
This is Alpine Credit's Canucks Hockey, on the official home of the Canucks. Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Brendan Batchelor and Corey Hirsch back with you again tonight from the Jim Robson Broadcast Gondola inside Rogers Arena as we continue to set the scene ahead of the Canucks and the Sharks. And Hershey, it was a great road trip for Vancouver. They go into Vegas, they win 5-1. They go into Arizona, they win 5-1. And they got to bring that form back home here tonight for a Saturday night affair against San Jose.
Well, they played well and they played smart. And Brendan, you just made a very good point to me, is that the New Jersey Devils beat the Dallas Stars. And that is a massive, massive game for the Canucks. The Canucks need every point they can get, so this becomes a huge game to get these 2 points against San Jose, a team that's below them in the standings.
Canucks could finish the night within 4 points of a playoff spot, which, again, we're into dumb and dumber territory, so you're telling me there's a chance, but there is still a chance as long as there's a chance, and that's what Bruce Boudreau has continued to say.
Well, and that's exactly it. So it's stranger things have happened. Teams down the stretch. I didn't think the Stars were that good of a team. I really didn't. I, you know, and that's not to be disrespectful, but I didn't see the Canucks being very far off of them in the game they played in Dallas as far as competitiveness. So, you know, Vegas maybe, but, you know, skill-wise, talent-wise. So there's two teams I think that they have an opportunity. They just have to win every game, one game at a time, that old cliche that everybody talks about.
And we do have to provide the context that Dallas will still have two games in hand on them, even though they would move to within 4 points of them if they win tonight. So it is still an absolute mountain to climb. Make no mistake about it. As the Sharks come in, losers of 5 in a row. Hershey, they know they're not going to the postseason. But that doesn't mean the Canucks can look past them because, as we talked about in the pregame show, they're NHL players and they won't like losing as much as the next guy.
No, no question. The San Jose Sharks, that you have to salvage something. You have to salvage a season in some form. And then you've got other young guys that are going to be playing hard, going 100 miles an hour. You've got guys trying to get points. But we talked about this in the pregame show. You have to play smart defensively. If you do, San Jose players will turn the pucks over looking for points, not wanting to really care about the defensive end as much as they usually would if they were still in the hunt. So you'll get your opportunities that way.
The positives for Vancouver is that their top players have been playing very well. Bo Horvat scored his 30th of the season the other night. JT Miller's on a four-game point streak. Elias Pettersson's got 11 points in his last 6 games. Their top guns are showing up when they need it most.
Well, and they really are, and Horvat's got 13 goals in his last 15 games. That's absolutely impressive for anybody. And a 30-goal season for him for the first time in his career. Anybody that can score 30 goals in this league is a talented player. JT Miller's got one more for 30. We're sure he'll get it. And Pettersson's been on fire, too. With his goal scoring, he's up to 25 now. So you've got some guys playing very well.
Pedersen had been struggling early in the year. His point production was down, but now he's on pace for 64 points this year. His career high is 66, so he's got a chance to really salvage a season for himself from a personal perspective. And if he can continue to put the puck in the back of the net, he gives his team at least a chance to try and salvage it from a team perspective, too.
He really does. He represents the Canucks season, though. Terrible start, fantastic finish. So, you know, for him, yes, try and, you know, match that point record if you can, if he keeps playing at this pace. But in the same sense, if they don't make the playoffs, you know, that's going to be tough to swallow. However, use this as motivation for the summer to get better.
Let's take a look at tonight's betting odds brought to you by Play Now Sports, your local BC Sportsbook. The Canucks are 164 on the money line tonight. A $10 bet has the potential to win $6.45 for a total payout of $16.45. Scratches tonight for Vancouver. Brandon Sutter still out with long-haul COVID symptoms. Brady Keeper has a fractured leg. Tucker Pullman, a head injury. Matthew Highmore and Brock Besser have upper body injuries. Niels Hoglander has a lower body injury. And now Tanner Pearson joins the MASH unit out with an undisclosed injury that he suffered in the game in Arizona. So Brad Hunt will play forward tonight as Quinn Hughes comes back into the lineup and Sheldon Dries is the lone healthy scratch. For the Sharks, they don't have Nikolai Knezov long-term with a core muscle injury. Kevin LeBanc has a shoulder problem. Aiden Hill, a lower body injury. Former Canuck John Agajevich is out with a hand injury. John Leonard has an undisclosed issue, while Nicholas Melosh and Jeffrey Viel are healthy and won't play for the Sharks tonight. The starting goaltenders first for Vancouver. It's Thatcher Demko going in, putting his 5-0 career streak against the Sharks on the line. He's got a career 923 save percentage in those five games against San Jose. As well, at the other end of the ice, it's Kaapo Kähkönen, acquired from the Minnesota Wild back on March 21st for Jacob Middleton. He's 0-2 in four appearances since joining San Jose prior to the trade deadline, an 8.86 save percentage for Kähkönen in those games. So the Canucks will try to get to him and get to him early if they can. Starting lineups first for the Sharks. The defensive pairing is Jacob Megna, the brother of former Canuck Jason Megna, skating on left defense with Brent Burns to his right. Up front, the forward line has Rudolfs Balcers, the former Kamloops Blazer, on left wing. At center ice, it's Tomas Hertl. And on the right wing, it's Alexander Barabanov. For the Canucks, Quinn Hughes back into the lineup, starts the game on left defense. Luke Shen will skate to his right. Well, the forward line has Vasily Podkolzin on left wing, Bo Horvat down the middle, and Alex Chason on the right side. And that's a line, Hershey, that has a lot of potential to do some good for the Canucks tonight. Podkolzin's coming off his first career multi-point game. Alex Chason had two goals. Bo Horvat had two goals, and they're all going to play together tonight.
Well, and they're three, I wouldn't say they're big guys, but they're big-bodied guys, and they can throw the weight around, they can get into the corners, they can hit. Now, dig out pucks, and Chason just goes to the front of the net, and he just stands there. You can't move him, and you can get an opportunity to score from there. And the way Podkolzin's been playing with Horvat, we might see that for years to come because it's been pretty special to watch those two grind it out and dig pucks out of the corners.
It is Community Heroes Night this evening at Rogers Arena, an extended pregame ceremony honoring all sorts of community heroes, from military to police to fire to, of course, the fabulous frontline medical workers that have done such a great job over the last couple of years during the pandemic. There's a number of them down on the blue carpet at center ice being recognized right now, Hershey. And this is another great theme night for the Canucks, really honoring some of the people that make such a big difference in our community.
They really do, and well deserved to just be able to come out here and be recognized. You know, it's in media we get recognized for things and everything, but it's the people that, you know, every day go out there and do jobs like these people do. They deserve the recognition more than anybody else.
It is Community Heroes Night, and we'll get the opening face-off and the game underway when we return in a matter of moments. It's the Vancouver Canucks and the San Jose Sharks, and we'll have the opening face-off on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey when we return on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Welcome back inside Rogers Arena, where it's just about time to drop the puck. The Vancouver Canucks and the San Jose Sharks in game number 73 of the regular season for Vancouver. The Canucks are 34-28-10, facing a Sharks club that sits below them in seventh in the Pacific Division. The Canucks are fifth. San Jose is 29-32-9 this year. The Canucks are wearing the home blue uniforms with the white and green trim. They'll skate from right to left in the first period. The Sharks in their road whites with teal, black, and orange trim will go from left to right. The officials for tonight's game, the referees are Jake Brink and Kendrick Nicholson. The linesmen, Travis Garalitz and Trent Kinnor. As Horvat, Podkolzin, and Chason, all three of them coming off great games in Arizona in the 5-1 win on Thursday night, will begin the game as a trio up front, with Quinn Hughes returning to the lineup on the back end next to Luke Shen. Hughes, of course, missed the last two games with an illness. but still leads the Canucks in average ice time per game. He's played north of 25 minutes a game this season, 12th in the NHL in that stat category. It'll be Horvat against Hertl at center ice to get us underway in the opening period, and a big opportunity for Vancouver here to try and continue to climb up the standings with the Dallas Stars losing earlier tonight to the New Jersey Devils. It's Horvat and Hertl at center ice, and we're underway as Hertl wins it back to Barabanov, gets it back to Tomas Hertl, and he'll dump it into the Vancouver zone to our right. Quinn Hughes behind his own net, played it to the far corner. Hertl gets it on the forecheck. He's pinned to the end boards by Luke Schenn. Horvat below the goal line, trying to help out, battling with Balcers behind the net. It comes free near wall for Hughes. He'll play it ahead to Podkolzin, who sweeps it right wing to center for Horvat in stride to the San Jose line. Horvat carries to the far corner, forced wide by Megna. Feeds the point for Luke Schenn. Long shot was blocked. It actually tipped up, caught Barabanov in the side of the head. He's down on the ice, and we get a whistle as a result. And immediately they're asking for the Sharks trainers to jump over the boards as the wrister from the line by Luke Schenn was tipped up and caught Alexander Barabanov in the head. He's going to skate off under his own power, but in obvious discomfort just 34 seconds into the game.
Well, the only thing you worry about with these helmets is the ears are exposed. And it could have hit him kind of off the ear, the neck, it looks like, which still hurts. And I believe it was Podkolzin that tipped it. And Podkolzin went right over to him and asked him if he was all right.
Barabanov holding his neck at the San Jose bench, but did not go down the tunnel. Appears to be all right as we get the game back underway. Canucks control off the faceoff in the San Jose zone. Garland tried to clear it behind the net. It hit the referee, and the Sharks break back the other way, but they go offside of the Vancouver line as Meyer brought it in on the left wing, but Chmielewski was ahead of the play on the near side.
Well, Thatcher Demko going for his 30th win of the year. It's a pretty big milestone for him. He's got 57 games. He's going to play over 60 this year. And for my money, he's had a great season. Probably the best out of all the Canucks consistently.
Certainly would be my pick for the team MVP at the end of the year.
100% agreed on that.
JT Miller knocks down a puck at center. Right wing for Pettersson, played a centering pass between his own legs, but it was intercepted by Sasha Chmielewski, and he clears it back into the Vancouver zone from the wrong side of the red line. It's icing against the Sharks. 1:04 into the first. No score, Vancouver and San Jose tonight at Rogers Arena.
Brendan, you said it best, that Dallas Stars lost. And until you're mathematically completely eliminated, you have to believe. And with Dallas losing, well, you've got an opportunity here to jump up two more points. And you cannot let this one slip away.
Should be stressed that with 9 games remaining in the season after this one, Canucks probably can only afford one loss, and maybe not even that. So their margin for error is very slim, but every time the Stars lose a game or the Golden Knights lose a game, it allows the Canucks to keep themselves in that battle another day. And that's all they're really asking for,
yeah,
at this point.
No question.
Here's Myers, right point in the San Jose zone. Nice pass into the slot. Podkolzin shoots right on. Stop, rebound for Myers. He put it off the side of the net, then scoops it back into the slot, but it went between Chiasson's legs, and Chmielewski clears to center. As Kakinen made a good save off the chance by Podkolzin, and Myers nearly tucked home the rebound.
I can't, there was a wide open net for Chiasson too. He just couldn't grab it.
Chiasson with a long shot off the right wing, kicked to the near boards by Kakinen. As the Sharks will break out, Erik Karlsson back to it, got it ahead to center, and now here's Ryan Merkley with speed, left wing into the Vancouver zone, hammered into the boards by Kyle Burrows. His helmet came off, but it's a 2-on-1 for the Canucks the other way. Dickinson down the right wing, digs around Kakinen, he scores! A big hit at one end of the ice by Kyle Burrows allows the Canucks to transition. And Jason Dickinson's got his 4th of the year. Vancouver leads 1-0.
Merkley went straight off the ice. Burrows crushed him. And there was no call on it. The Canucks end up going up the ice on a 2-on-1. And what Dickinson does is he decides he's going to keep it himself. Kakinen comes out way far at him. Aggressive. Doesn't back off, which gives room in behind him. And every goalie knows it's a 2-on-1. You got to back off. You need backwards momentum. And he just plants himself and stands still. And Dickinson, that's an easy tap-in for him. Good for him. His last goal was January 11th. Canucks start off. And it's 1-0.
The goal comes 2 minutes and 4 seconds into the first period. The time of the goal is brought to you by Crowe McKay, Western Canada's trusted accountants for over 50 years. Find out more at crowemckay.ca. Strong start for the Canucks. They've got the lead early on home ice against San Jose, and they dump it back into the Sharks' zone. Scott Reedy back to the puck, far corner. Got it off the boards out to center. Kyle Burrows back to it in his own end. Lifts it high off the glass, out to the red line. Jonathan Dahlin, the former Canuck, knocks it down and sweeps it back in on Thatcher Demko.
Well, Canucks have come out hitting hard. Nick Petan just crushed somebody too, so they got the memo that it's going to be a physical game.
Now Petan into the San Jose zone, tripped up by Brent Burns on the left wing. It's going to be a Vancouver power play as Burns gets the gate. And the Canucks go to the man advantage mere seconds after taking the 1-0 lead.
Burns. It's actually Balsers. He's going to go off the ice.
Yeah, Burns reached in as well.
Yeah, they were both in there with sticks. I thought it might be Burns too, but a little bit of a weak call, I got to be honest. But hey, let's go to the power play.
Which is brought to you by Play Now Sports. Get $250 to Play Now Sports, BC's sportsbook. Ekman-Larsson still on the top power play unit, even with Hughes back in the lineup, and the Canucks win the draw. Miller tried to pass in the slot, turned it over to Logan Couture. Might have been a two-on-one for the Sharks, but Nieto is out of position now. He hustles to catch up and sweeps it to the net as Couture centered it for him off the right wing, and Demko had to make a shorthanded save and covered up in the crease.
Well, Couture's got two shorthanded goals this year, but nobody else has one for the San Jose Sharks, so if anybody's going to get one, it's going to be him, but it's not really a threat. However, those shots have to get through.
As Hurdle wins the faceoff from Horvat. So the 17-0 streak from last game has come to an end early in this one. As I believe he lost the opening faceoff to start the period as well. Canucks back to work on the power play. Miller fires it into the right corner for Chiasson, who leaves for Horvat below the goal line. He'll scoop it around to Miller in the left corner. Miller feeds the line for Ekman-Larsson. Right circle, Pettersson shot was tipped on by Horvat, and Kakanen made a good save. Hurdle back to the puck, far corner, chops it behind his own net for Brent Burns, who slaps it around the near wall and all the way down the ice. Still a minute and 10 seconds left in the Vancouver power play. 3.5 minutes elapsed in the first period. The Canucks lead the Sharks 1-0. Bo Horvat to the San Jose line. Tried to stick handle in traffic. Lost the puck. It comes back to center for Ekman-Larsson. He'll go left wing to JT Miller. Now for Pettersson. Driving middle of the ice into the Shark zone with a wrist shot that was blocked wide of the net by Ferraro. Now Miller gets it again on the left wing. The power play units are in the middle of a change. Hughes from the line. Plays right circle for Pettersson. Stick handling. It's pressured by Couture. Went back to Hughes. Now to the left circle. Miller with a hard wrist shot. Stopped off the blocker of Kakanen. Ferraro in the far corner clears to the line. Pettersson initially held in, but it's cleared out to center by Nieto.
Canucks have come out firing in this one. They know there's 2 points up to grab that they need.
Hughes, left corner in the Shark zone, sent in front for Petanu. Fired a one-timer to the net, then deflected it with his own stick again. On the backhand follow-through, tipped it wide of the net, and the Sharks clear it down with 15 seconds remaining in the Canuck power play.
I just want Petan to get a goal. His last goal was in 2019. As an NHL player.
Of course, he has 12 of them this year in the American Hockey League. As Balsers is released from the box, and the Canucks go to 0-for-1 on the power play tonight. And Quinn Hughes will begin the breakout from inside his own zone. Passes to center for the Vancouver goal scorer, Jason Dickinson, who tipped it in deep. Kakanen out of the net, was stripped of the puck by Lamico on the forecheck. He couldn't center, though, as he was tied up in the corner. And now Noah Gregor carries to center for Shimolevsky. Left wing, trying to drop pass into the slot for Meyer, who's crushed by Will Lockwood. Another big hit from the Canucks allows Lamico to skate to center and dump it in. And now Lockwood drops the gloves with Gregor at center ice. Noah Gregor comes out firing with the right hands. Lockwood standing in there trying to get his right hand free. Misses with a couple of chances and then tackles Gregor to the ice as the fans on the bench come to their feet with a roar of approval.
Good on Will Lockwood. He comes out, gets challenged to a fight, and he takes it. Gregor's 6 foot, 190. And that's for the young fella Lockwood. Brandon, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that's his first NHL fight. I don't recall him, it might not be, but I don't recall him having another one.
As far as I can remember, he hasn't. This is just his ninth career game. There hasn't been one this season, so unless he had one that I'm forgetting about in the couple of games he played last year.
I don't think so. But he answered the bell. It was Gregor that went after him.
After he laid the hit on Timo Meier.
And man, he hung in there.
Coincidental fighting majors. So we'll remain at 5-on-5 here. Canucks up 1-0, just past the 5-minute mark of the first period. We'll have a faceoff in the San Jose zone. Balsers and Dickinson to contest the draw. Balsers wins it behind his own net for Radim Shimin. Try to pass to center. It was tipped high in the air by the stick of Brad Richardson and deflects over the glass and out of play. Make sure to get your tickets for tonight's online 50-50 draw. Go to Canucks.com/online5050 to enter. Ticket sales close at the end of the second intermission. Must be 19 plus and located in BC at the time of purchase to play. Know your limit. Play within it. Draw back at center. Hurdle. And Dickinson to take it. Hurdle won it, but the linesman didn't like the way that faceoff was dealt with, and so they will drop it in a second time. And credit the Canucks here, Hershey. We've talked so much about how dismal their starts have been down the stretch. They have come out flying in this game tonight.
They really have.
Quinn Hughes near corner in his own zone, lifts it high in the air. Out to center, but we've got
the horn went off. I don't know why.
I think they probably had an issue with the clock, and they do because it says there's a minute and 44 seconds left in the period. And unless I'm mistaken, Hershey, the period only just started a few minutes ago.
That's a quick period. Well, it looks like tonight is some guys on San Jose with big games. This is Mark Edward Vlasic's 1150th NHL game tonight. And that is an impressive feat for how he plays.
35 years of age now, the Montreal native.
I believe they're all with San Jose as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, his 16th NHL season, all with the Sharks. He was a second round pick back in 2005.
Wow.
And as the Sharks win the faceoff, they got the clock fixed. And they dump it into the Vancouver zone. Damko out of his net, cleared it near side. Tomas Hertl knocked it down behind the net. But Luke Shen is after it far corner, and he gets it off the glass and out to center. Vlasic back at his own line, plays ahead for Alexander Barabanov. They'll go back to Vlasic in the defensive zone. Should mention as well, Ryan Merkley has still not returned to this game after taking that big hit from Kyle Burrows right before the Canucks scored the 1-0 goal. Quinn Hughes at his own line. Played the puck out of the zone. Actually, it was tied up by Shimek as he went to do so. And so they call the Sharks offside, and there'll be a neutral zone faceoff as a result.
And there's another guy, Brent Burns, 1,240th National Hockey League game, Brendan. And you said Vlasic, Edward Vlasic was 2005. He's drafted in 2003.
20th overall by the Minnesota Wild.
Yeah, pretty good careers, both of them.
The interesting thing for San Jose is that the two of them combine for $15 million of cap space for two more seasons.
Oh, boy.
Vlasic at 35, Burns at 37.
And then Carlson for double that.
And as Demko makes a save on a long shot off the left wing by the former Canuck Nick Bonino, and the puck goes behind the net. Bonino centers from below the goal line. Trying to find Jonathan Dahlin, another former Canuck at the far circle, but the pass didn't get through, and Pod Colson clears it to center ice, where Dahlin finds it and slaps it back into the Canuck end. And now we got another fight in front of the benches. Pod Colson trying to drop the gloves with Timo Meier, and the linesman got in before they could get going. As tempers are boiling early in this game, and the Canucks have the early lead. It's 1-0. For Vancouver over San Jose, 6:33 into the first on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on the Sportsnet Radio Network. 6:33 into the first period tonight in Vancouver, the Canucks lead the Sharks 1-0.
Be a player. Bet on hockey like never before with Play Now Sports, your local BC sportsbook.
Brendan Batchelor and Corey Hirsch with you tonight from the Jim Robson broadcast gondola as the Sharks are off to the power play here. Pod Colson got mixed up with Timo Meier just before the break after he'd laid a cross check on Scott Reedy going to the bench. And Pod Colson was called for cross-checking, sending the Sharks to their first power play of the game. They win the draw in the Vancouver zone, but Timo Meier fell on the near boards, gave the puck away to Oliver Ekman-Larsson, and he clears it all the way down the ice. Brent Burns back to it for the Sharks. Stripped of the puck in front by Miller, right in on goal. Was stopped on a great chance by Kokkonen, but they're going to call Miller for a slash as he got his stick up on Burns and stripped the puck from him. So this will be a 5-on-3 power play for San Jose.
That was a pretty good whack, but I'd have to see the replay. I don't know. It looks like Burns tries to make a little bit of a move on him, and yes, the issue is that Miller gets him in the hands, and it's actually not a hard slash. It's more of a hook, which gives him the scoring chance. But big opportunity for San Jose and a massive kill for the Canucks.
5-on-3 man advantage for the Sharks for a full 98 seconds. But the Canucks win the faceoff in their own zone. Horvat got it back to Shen, and then for Myers, who carries it. 5-on-3, right wing into the Sharks zone with a shot on target. Stopped by Kokkonen and off the mask. And here come the Sharks with numbers the other way. Meier to the Vancouver line, trying to drop pass. Nearly gave it away to Myers on the back check. And it came out to center as Brent Burns carries into the Vancouver end on right wing. That's the most aggressive start I've ever seen to a 5-on-3 penalty kill.
1,000%, you are correct.
Sharks are set up now. Erik Karlsson, left circle, carries back top of the point. Passes right side. Timo Meier with a one-timer, stopped by Demko. Rebound. They score in front. Tomas Hertl at the top of the crease with a 5-on-3 power play goal. Ties the game at one for San Jose.
Zero chance for Thatcher Demko, and the fans are not happy here with the call on Miller, but no matter how you slice that, that was a penalty. And it's a one-timer from Karlsson over to Meier. And it hits Demko right on his stick. The issue with that is that Hertl is standing right in front in the slot. The rebound goes right on his tape. And he's got a tap in. Easiest goal Hurdle's going to score. Nobody could get to him, and we're tied at one.
28th of the year for Tomas Hertl comes at 7:34 of the first period. On the power play, the time of the goal is brought to you by Crowe McKay, Western Canada's trusted accountants for over 50 years. Find out more at crowemckay.ca. So the Sharks are going to remain on the power play. And they've got a chance to take the lead in a game where the Canucks have soundly outplayed them through the first 7.5 minutes.
No, they really have. I mean, shots are 6-5, but it's been all Canucks hitting, skating. This is getting looked at. I'm not sure why. Or they're just, maybe it's the clock.
I think they're having an issue taking one of the penalties down off the clock. As it'll still be a full minute on the man advantage.
Not minute
for the Sharks. Minute 22,
yeah.
You're right, 22,
yeah. Todd Colson will come out.
Miller will stay in. And you're right, a minute 22 seconds of 5-on-4 power play time for the Sharks now, after getting the goal on the man advantage from Tomas Hertl.
And the issue here is Miller's one of their best penalty killers. Bruce Boudreau, I'm not sure what he's yelling about, but he's not happy about it right now.
As the Sharks win the faceoff at center, back into their own zone, Erik Karlsson behind his own net, leaves for Brent Burns. Raucous atmosphere here tonight in Rogers Arena. Fans are into it as Pettersson forces a turnover. He's got a partial break, left wing shorthanded. Long wrist shot across the San Jose line was stopped by Kokkonen with a glove, and the Sharks come back to center. That aggressive penalty kill for the Canucks paying dividends with a couple of opportunities thus far tonight.
It really has. Burns ended up catching Pettersson. That's the only reason why he didn't get a better chance to score.
Now Meier winding in across the Vancouver line, passes right wing for Hertl, fed it back to the point, out of the reach of Brent Burns, who turns it over. It's a 2-on-1 shorthanded for the Canucks. Horvat down the left wing, plays in front for Pettersson, but Burns sprawled to the ice, blocked the pass, and Logan Couture carries back to center. Left wing for Erik Karlsson into the Vancouver zone, delays top of the far circle. Drops it back to Mario Ferraro at the point. To Karlsson, left wing, again to Ferraro. Fakes the one-timer. Right side, Timo Meier with a drive. Demko made the save. It goes high in the air to the far corner. Karlsson tried to glove it down, but Shen and Pettersson were right on top of him. It's played to the point where Timo Meier holds in. Left wing, Erik Karlsson. Right circle to Mario Ferraro. Back to the line for Couture. Again to Ferraro, right wing. Back to Couture. Left side, Timo Meier passed through the slot. Bounced away from Mario Ferraro, out to center. And the Canuck penalty killers can get a change as here's Miller out of the box. Breaks up a play and across the San Jose line with a long wrist shot. Stopped by Kokkonen. And he covers the rebound with Miller streaking to the blue paint. 9:05 elapsed in the first period. Vancouver and San Jose are tied at a goal apiece.
Well, it looks like the reason the Canucks are so aggressive is because San Jose is prone to turnovers. And that's all they've done in the neutral zone is turn the puck over as soon as the Canucks have gotten aggressive. And JT Miller gets one right there. Pettersson had a chance. So this looks like a team that has bad puck management skills early.
Canucks back to 5-on-5 here. Win the faceoff in the San Jose zone. Travis Dermott left point. Passes near wall to Connor Garland. Back to Dermott at the line. Over to the right side for Kyle Burrows. Burrows tried a long shot. It was blocked by Nieto and deflected into the Sharks bench.
Well, what a great play by Burns on the 2-on-1 that Horvat had. He slides and then gives the helicopter behind him with a stick. That was a savvy veteran move right there. That's really all that was. As Horvat tried to go in behind him but couldn't get a pass across.
Tried to delay as long as he could when, in fact, the better move might have been to try for a shot off the pad to give Pettersson a rebound streaking down the right side. JT Miller left wing, throws it to the front of the San Jose net. It was tipped away by Šimek to the far boards. And now it deflects over the glass and out of play deep in the Sharks' end of the ice. All season long, when a Canucks player scores a hat trick, make sure to tune into the postgame show for a shot at a Triple O's prize pack, which includes a $100 gift card. Triple O's burgers are 100% fresh Canadian beef, which will definitely cause cravings. Miller and Hurdle to take the draw in the San Jose zone. Miller wins it back to the line. Tyler Myers with a long wrist shot, but is stopped by Kokkonen with Garland parked in front. Then he and Burns get into it, pushing and shoving as Brent Burns took exception to Connor Garland being in and around the net. And now I think they're going to take just Brent Burns out of this skirmish, sending the Canucks to the power play.
Well, I guess we'll see. And you're right, it is Burns.
As Burns gets called for roughing, and that's another drawn penalty for Connor Garland, who leads the team with 32 penalties drawn this year now.
Well, and that's, you know, one thing he's been good for. We just need to get him a goal, Brendan.
Now 19 games without one.
Well, the Canucks need the power play working here.
Second man advantage of the night. They're 0 for 1, and the power play is brought to you by PlayNow Sports. Get $250 to PlayNow Sports BC Sportsbook, and they get a chance right off the draw as Miller set up Horvat off the left wing in the slot, and Horvat was stopped by Kokkonen. Miller gets it again left boards. Ekman-Larsson still on the top unit, by the way, as Miller shoots from the near side. Missed the net, though, and it caroms off the end glass and back to center.
No, Couture had lost the stick and went to the bench to get one and got back into the play.
Miller across the San Jose line. Left point for Ekman-Larsson. Across to Pettersson, right side. Back to Ekman-Larsson. Down the near wall for Miller. Across to Pettersson. Right wing faceoff. Dodge shoots, and Kokkonen just got a piece of it with his glove hand to touch it wide of the net. Miller battling near boards with Bonino, who's trying to dig it loose. Horvat feeds the line for Ekman-Larsson, who did well to just keep it in. Got it down the boards for Miller. Now for Horvat in the slot. Right circle, Pettersson. Fires it back over to the left wing for Miller, who settles it on the boards. Goes to Horvat. Now for Pettersson. Right circle to Horvat. Near wall with a wrist shot. Chiasson actually blocked it. He was screening in front. It hit him in the leg. And the Sharks get it down the ice. Then behind the play, Elias Pettersson is cross-checked to the ice by Tomas Hertl right in front of the referee. And he kept his arm at his side.
Yeah, it was. But then earlier than that, Pettersson came in and gave him a backwards reverse check, I thought I saw. But and that was retaliation. But get the retaliation.
When it's right in front of you, you've already
Absolutely.
Called a 5-on-3 for the other team tonight. You cannot let that go as an official. Canucks still on the power play. Brad Hunt, right wing. Played it into the high slot. Podkolzin knocks it down. Far corner, Nick Petan. Back to the point for Hughes. On to the right wing side for Brad Hunt. Again to Petan on the goal line. Gets it to Hunt, far corner. He'll rim it around to the near side half wall for Connor Garland. Garland protecting it from Couture. Goes to the point for Hughes. Long wrist shot. Hit a skate in front. Goes to the right corner. Brad Hunt tips it behind the net for Podkolzin. In front for Petan, going to the net. Had his stick lifted by Nieto. Now Podkolzin gets it and rips it to the net from the right circle. But Kokkonen held it out. Dying seconds of the power play. Erik Karlsson gets it behind his own net. protects it from Pod Colson, skates it out the near side, fires it to center for Brent Burns out of the box. Chance for a two-on-one. Burns, left wing, centering, pass was blocked by Hughes. Burns sends it back to the point for Ferraro, whose long wrist shot is stopped by Demko, and he'll hold. 8:06 left in the first. The Canucks and the Sharks are tied at one tonight in Vancouver, and you're listening to Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. You're listening to Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Own your home. Alpine Credits can get your loan approved. Alpine Credits homeowners get approved. Visit alpinecredits.ca. 8:06 remaining in the first period tonight at Rogers Arena. The Canucks and the Sharks are tied at one. Jason Dickinson with the opening goal for Vancouver. Tomas Hertl equalized on a 5-on-3 power play for San Jose. Faceoff of the Vancouver zone to the left of Demko. Is won by Lamico back to the near corner. Travis Dermott to it, lifts it high off the glass and out to center. Brent Burns at his own line, plays ahead to Jonathan Dahlin. Middle of the ice for Scott Reedy. He'll dump it into the left corner, and Dahlin goes after it on the forecheck. Sweeps it behind the net. Gregor couldn't get to it. He was tangled up with Lamico, and that allows Dickinson to clear to the point, but not out of the zone as Dahlin dumps it back in behind the net. Gregor bumped into the end wall by Kyle Burrows. Dermott across. Pins Reedy to the boards. Puck squirts free up the far side, and Lockwood and Lamico combine to get it out to center.
Brendan, this has actually been a really good hockey game so far. Lots of hits. It's been nasty play. These teams don't like each other.
Balsers with a backhand pass, left wing wall in the Vancouver zone, turned it over, but Dickinson couldn't clear as the Sharks keep the pressure on. Eric Carlson down the left wing, battling with Lamico, protects the puck on the backhand, cycles to Tomas Hertl, who tries to wind into the slot, and then passes back to the line for Ferraro. Left circle, Eric Carlson, centering feed, trying to find Hertl, bottom of the right circle, but Burrows deflected it away with his skate, and then the puck is cleared over the glass and out on the near side as I think it was Ferraro got it out, but he collided awkwardly with Dickinson, who is going rather gingerly to the Canuck bench in a bit of discomfort, and things have been a bit weird with Jason Dickinson lately. He'd been out of the lineup, then he didn't take line rushes in the warm-up in Arizona, but was in the lineup, even though Sheldon Dries had been a part of the line rushes, then didn't take line rushes at morning skate today, but Bruce Boudreau said, oh no, he's good, he's going to play. And you could tell he was in discomfort there as he went to the bench, maybe not 100% healed from his lower body injury.
That's maybe they're just playing the rope-a-dope, Brendan, with Dickinson. This game is aggressive. My goodness.
As Pettersson deep in his own zone, steps out of the way of a head attempt from Meyer, but turned the puck over. Timo Meyer tries to sweep it into the slot. Got it to Šimek, right boards, down low for Kucher. Then a one-timer near circle by Shimolevsky. Deflects high in the air to the far boards, and Meyer takes it down again. Tries a hard shot from the left wing wall that's gloved by Demko. Then Meyer goes after Shen at the side of the net. And the linesmen have to get in and separate them. Timo Meyer has been quite ornery tonight. And on that shift, he was on the receiving end of an Elias Pettersson reverse hit in the corner that left him quite frustrated.
Yeah, here's my guess. In about, I don't know if it'll happen this period, but it's going to happen soon. And Luke Shen's going to go out there and settle things down. And, you know, Burns might be able to fight him. I don't see too many other guys.
I was going to say, the Sharks don't really have
many
candidates there. Noah Gregor already fought Will Lockwood.
Because typically Luke Shen won't put up with this. Or Myers, another guy too.
Bo Horvat has been known to drop the mitts on occasion in his career too. As Ferraro gains the Vancouver line, turned it over to Horvat, who was tripped as he cleared to center for Chiasson. This will be a Canuck power play. As Demko goes to the bench, so it'll be 6-on-5 for Vancouver until the Sharks touch the puck. Ekman Larson takes it behind his own net, so they'll set up the breakout from inside their own zone. Ekman Larson, left wing to center for JT Miller. Carries into the Sharks' end, tried to toe drag into the slot, but lost the puck. As Jacob Megna touches it, and Vancouver will go to the power play when we return. 5:44 left in the first. The Canucks and the Sharks are tied at one on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on the Sportsnet Radio Network. 5:44 remaining in the first period tonight in Vancouver. The Canucks and the Sharks are tied at one. Brendan Batchelor and Corey Hirsch with you. As Vancouver heads to the power play with Mario Ferraro in the box for tripping, the man advantage is brought to you by PlayNow Sports. Get $250 to play now Sports BC Sportsbook. The Sharks win the faceoff, and Nieto carries right wing into the Vancouver zone, shorthanded, centered for Couture, who got a low shot to the net along the ice, and Demko held it out with the left pad. Hughes back to center, leaves for Bo Horvat. He'll go to the far side for Pedersen, down the boards for Chiasson, who tips it into the corner. And pressures Jacob Megna on the forecheck. Puck is caught up and skates behind the net. Horvat digs it free to the right wall. Pedersen after it. Passes to the line for Hughes, who's back on power play one here on the third man advantage of the night. Got it to Miller, whose shot off the left wing was turned wide of the net by Kakinen. Pedersen recovered right point, dumped it down the boards, but Horvat couldn't get to it, and Nieto is able to slap it all the way down the ice again.
Well, Brandon, we had called it earlier in the pregame show that Hughes would be back on this first unit quite quickly, and he is.
Pedersen to the San Jose line, leaves left wing for Horvat, try to go back to Pedersen down the boards. It's tipped away to Vlasic in the corner, who got it loose for Erik Karlsson, and he cleared it all the way down the ice.
I'm interested to see how many minutes Hughes plays tonight. If he wasn't feeling very well and quite ill.
Patan left wing to the San Jose line, dumps it in. The second power play unit's out on the ice right now. Hughes has already played more than 6 minutes. As Garland gets it top of the left circle, to the point for Ekman Larson, long shot, tipped by Patan in front, came to Garland, left circle, his shot was stopped by Kakinen, then Podkolzin got a rebound on the right side that was partially blocked and fluttered in the air, in on Kaapo Kakinen in the San Jose net, and he grabs it with his glove hand. 4:10 left in the first period, 27 seconds remaining in the Vancouver power play. The Canucks and the Sharks are tied at one.
I love the way Podkolzin's playing. It's just great to see, because it's really watching a guy come into his own as a player and showing that he belongs in the National Hockey League.
Great chance there for Podkolzin, coming off his first career multi-point game the other night in Arizona. He's doing the work, brought to you by Douglas Lake Equipment, your trusted and closest Kubota dealer to Greater Vancouver and the Thompson, Nicola, and Peace River regions. DouglasLakeEquipment.com. 15 seconds left in the Canuck power play. Garland left wing at center, dumps it into the San Jose end. Megna back to it behind the net. Dropped it loose for Balcers, cleared around to the far wall, but Garland holds in right point. Spins away from Balcers, carries it back towards the net. Connor Garland tried a centering feed for Patan, left circle. Balcers broke it up, Patan tripped him. And that's another arm in the air, another Vancouver penalty, and the Sharks will get a man advantage with 3:40 left in the first in a one-all game.
They get the call here. Well, this is definitely a trip, Brendan. He does go for the puck, but he just gets all skates. And actually, Balcers made a nice play at the back door. That was going right to Patan to intercept that pass.
So the third power play of the game for the Sharks, who are already 1-for-2 on the man advantage tonight. Canucks are now 0-for-3 on their power play, as JT Miller wins the draw. But Luke Shen couldn't clear the zone, and Timo Meier gets it right point to the left side. Erik Karlsson fanned on a one-timer and floated it wide of the net. Meier back to the near point for Brent Burns. Again for Meier, top of the near circle. Tried to drop it back to Burns, but Brad Richardson broke it up. Left it for Quinn Hughes, and he clears it the full length of the ice.
Well, I don't know what San Jose is going to do with Karlsson. $11.5 million for what we're watching is not good.
In the third year of a 8-year deal. You're right, $11.5 million cap hit as the Sharks go offside of the Vancouver line with 1:25 left in their power play. And you think the Canucks cap issues are bad. You look at some of the contracts the Sharks have. Burns, another 3 years at $8 million. Mark-Edward Vlasic, another 4 years at $7 million, not to mention the Karlsson deal. And I like Tomas Hertl as a player, but they just signed him to a new 8-year, $65.1 million deal that will start next year and pay him more than $8.1 million per season.
Yeah. 9 years remaining as a UFA, including this one. Oh, he's 28 years old. Forwards get slower. The league's getting faster. And you have to be quick as a forward. Wow.
And it's going to be interesting to see not only how the Sharks navigate with some of these contracts, but who's going to be doing the navigating, because, of course, Doug Wilson stepped down on Thursday after 19 years at the helm of the organization, had been on a medical leave since November. So Joe Will is the current interim general manager, but their GM search begins now, and whoever goes in there is going to have some cap navigating to do, to say the least. Demko makes a save on a shot from the right point by Merkley. Good to see him back in the game after taking that hit from Kyle Burrows early in the period. Sharks have 40 seconds left on the power play as Lamico tried to clear the zone, but Merkley held in, right point, into the slot, left circle, Barabanov with a high shot, stopped by Demko off his right arm, and it goes over the glass and out of play.
Another good save by Demko. I got the chances at 6-6 right now. Shots are 15-14 Vancouver, but power play's making the difference. But you're right, Brandon. I have to think the GMs going in there that'll be interviewing will be the same ones that interviewed here. You'll have your Sean Burks, Scott Mellenby. Now you have a few other guys that I don't want to mention as for, well, we'll just stay out of that. Not friendly with.
Ryan Richardson gets it out to center.
That's a nice one. Not friendly.
I was going to say, don't burn any bridges here on the air.
Not friendly with. That's a good way to put it.
Erik Karlsson to the Vancouver line. Sharks still on the man advantage. Drops it back to the point for Timo Meier. Made a move away from Brad Richardson. Turned it over, though, as Myers chopped it free. Now it's a two-on-one for the Canucks. Tyler Myers in front for JT Miller, who was just out of his reach. He would have been in alone, but instead it's Timo Meier back to center for Tomas Hertl. Across the Vancouver line, back to Meier, right point. Power play is over. Patan's out of the box as Meier centers in front. Chopped to the net by Couture and covered up by Demko at the side of the goal. 1:34 left in the first. The Canucks and the Sharks remain tied at one. Make sure to stay tuned for Canucks Central at the intermission with our good buddies Satyar Shah and Vic Nazar. We'll go to them for instant reaction and analysis as well right at the end of the period.
Interestingly enough, Brendan, another team to watch is the Kings. If the Canucks can win this one, they're only 6 points behind them in a divisional matchup. And that's...
Of course, they'd have to leapfrog the Golden Knights in that conversation, too. But they'll have to do that anyway, either way.
Yeah.
Which is another part of the reason why the odds are so long for Vancouver. As they work it into the San Jose zone, Garland right boards. Bumped into the wall by Bonino. Horvat got it free to the right point for Kyle Burrows. Left side, Travis Dermott. Fanned on a shot. It was blocked by Bonino in the near circle. He'll battle with Pettersson in the corner. Ferraro in to join the fight for the puck. Pettersson lost his stick. And Bonino clears it ahead for Noah Gregor, who skates to center on left wing and dumps it into the Vancouver zone. Kings are idle tonight. In terms of the Golden Knights, they're up 2-1 on the Arizona Coyotes after one right now on the out-of-town scoreboard. As Pettersson gains the San Jose line, protecting the puck on the near boards from Shmelevsky. He dumped it in. 40 seconds now remaining in this first period. Vancouver and San Jose are tied at one. Shen got it at his own line. Trying to pass to center. Knocked down by Brent Burns back into the Vancouver end. And Luke Shen goes to it behind his own net. Banks it off the wall to the near corner for Quinn Hughes, who stick handles out of trouble. Passed ahead for Pod Colson, who missed it. Barabanov holds into the line, but Hughes follows up and carries it left wing into the San Jose zone. Couldn't get it deep. As it's batted out of midair, back to center by Sasha Shmelevsky. 10 seconds left in the first now. As Shen dumps it behind the Sharks' net. Erik Karlsson near corner. Goes to the end boards for Megna, and he'll hold on to the puck as the final few seconds tick off the clock. And the first period comes to an end with the shots even at 15 apiece and the goals even at 1 apiece. Dickinson for the Canucks, Hertl for the Sharks on a 5-on-3 power play. And we're all even after one tonight in Vancouver as we join Satyar Shah and Bic Nazar for instant intermissions.
Time to break down the first 20 minutes. This is Canucks Central at the intermission on the official home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network.
The Sharks will break out. Erik Karlsson back to it. Got ahead to center, and now here's Ryan Merkley with speed left wing into the Vancouver zone. Hammered into the boards by Kyle Burrows. His helmet came off, but it's a 2-on-1 for the Canucks the other way. Dickinson down the right wing. Dicks around Kokkinen. He scores!
Jason Dickinson, what a goal. Put the Canucks up 1-0, but the Sharks ended up tying it up on the power play, and we end the first period tied at one between the Canucks and the San Jose Sharks. And the first intermission report is brought to you by CertainTeed, the pro's choice for roofing, siding, drywall, insulation, and ceiling systems. CertainTeed, pro all the way. Satyar Shah with Bic Nazar here on Sportsnet 650. Get your thoughts in to our Dunbar Lumber text and box 650-650. And that was a very eventful, chippy, and fun first period. Only two goals, but man, it had fights, it had scrums, it had delays, it had a bit of everything.
That was a whole season in a period.
Yeah, and a player who scored a wonderful goal to open up the scoring was Jason Dickinson, who was just recently back to the lineup. He now joins us outside the Canucks locker room. And Jason, how good did it feel to not only score a goal, but score a beauty like that one?
Yeah, it felt good. There's no denying it's been a tough year statistically, so to get on the board and be able to help the team, it feels great.
Handful of games since coming back. How are you feeling getting back into the groove?
You know, it's coming. It was a long time off, and, you know, things still aren't perfect, but I'm able to get out there and move around and have an impact where I can.
And as far as you guys' team game here tonight, you've been able to generate some odd man rushes and really catch the San Jose Sharks. Only one goal so far, but how do you feel about the way the game's being played?
It's a little run and gun right now for my likes. You know, we could tighten up a lot of areas, manage the puck a little bit better, and play a little bit more complete game. You know, they're playing fast, and they like to go on the transition and try to catch guys in a little bit of a track meet, but we got to settle in and play our game and not let that take over.
Hey, well, Jason, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. Best of luck the rest of the game.
Thank you.
That is Canucks forward Jason Dickinson, fresh off opening the scoring for the Canucks with a beauty of a goal. A nice deke, gets Kapokkanen, then just gently puts it into the net to give the Canucks a 1-0 lead. And, you know, one thing Jason Dickinson has been very direct about has been his own performance, and he has been very introspective, and he's been very blunt about how his season has gone. And you heard him kind of talk about it. It's no secret it's been a tough year for him, but you can see from the celebration how good it felt for him to score. I know the Canucks are playing this game like it matters a lot and all that sort of stuff, but individually you could see what it meant for him to get that goal.
For sure, and I imagine you know, he is very much a student of the game, so I'm curious if he read the play that happened a bit earlier where Kähkönen was really far out of his net and there was a chance there, Myers got a rebound, and he kind of left his net. That play, he's coming downhill on a 2-on-1. Kähkönen pushes out, and he kind of does the deke and goes around him.
Right.
Very interesting that he picked up on that and then kind of tucks it home there to open up the scoring. But, yeah, you love to see it because he's battled through so much this year. You mentioned it, his own statistical struggles this year. And he's a player that, you know, when Jim Benning acquired him, he said, we think there's a little bit more offense. I think you see the natural skills in there. It has to translate into consistent production, obviously. But I'll be honest, like, when that goal went in, I was like, I don't think that was Jason Dickinson scored. And you see he's tall enough and does a big celebration. Like, oh, okay, I see 18. Well done. Really surprising play, but good for him.
Yeah, it was a tremendous goal to open up the scoring. And then after that, well, the Canucks found themselves in a little bit of penalty trouble and a 5-on-3 where the Sharks were able to score. Tomas Hertl scoring on a rebound off a shot from Timo Meier to tie it up at 1. And preceding all that, and even the first goal, was a moment of controversy that did not result in any whistle or obviously not even a penalty. Kyle Burrows hitting Ryan Merkley, who had entered the Canuck zone, and Burrows just blows him up. Now, it's hard to get a real look at whether the head was the principal point of contact or not. It looked like a bit of a high hit, but regardless, no call on the play. Ryan Merkley left the game in what seemed to be quite a bit of distress, but he has since returned. He was on the bench late in the first period and did come back, so it seems like he's good, which is all right. But that moment in particular had the Sharks up in arms, and from that point on, the game really got chippy, Vic.
Jacob does text in here, complain all you want about the referees, but the reality is Canucks' goal shouldn't have counted. When do we ever get a break from the officials? I had a chance to look at the replay. You know, to me, it is a high hit. I'm just very partial to any contact to the head, especially when it's going into the boards. Protect the head at this level, and, you know, good outcomes will follow down the road. I get it's a goal for the Canucks, but, and you take it, obviously. For me, it's, in this day and age, we've got to protect the head as much as possible.
Yeah, but that comes down to the rules, right?
Yeah.
Like, whatever your rule is. Now,
totally.
You know what I mean? And it's hard to tell on that play. I will say, though, Merkley does kind of dip his head down a little bit, and Burrows goes to hit him. And it's hard to tell what the principal point of contact was. It may have been shoulder first, body
and
first,
then to
the head.
And especially from the referee's vantage point,
right,
it was kind of difficult. So understand why it didn't go called. I'd still love to see it get called just to protect the players, but nevertheless, there's been all sorts of chippiness, and the Sharks almost took offense to that moment. There's a fight, a bunch of scrums, and the refs, while calling a lot of penalties, have also missed a couple of other ones. We saw one on Elias Pettersson from Timo Meier in one corner. Elias Pettersson got held up in the play elsewhere as well. And then JT Miller cross-checking Logan Couture at the end of this period, square in the numbers, in the slot, Couture face planting into the ice. That goes uncalled as well. So they're letting them play and they're calling some stuff, but it has led to all the feistiness so far.
It has. And, I mean, they have been calling a lot of penalties and also letting some stuff go, but I think both teams have been pretty undisciplined in this game, right? And, you know, as much as you want to blame the officiating, and I'm fine with nitpicking everything, but even that JT Miller penalty, he gets Burns in the hands. It's a soft tap, but he gets Burns in the hands. He loses control of the puck right in front of the referee, and Miller gets a grade-A scoring chance.
And it's right in front of the net. If it's off to the side, maybe you let it go. It's like, oh, they can still recover. It's right in front of the net, and it generates a scoring chance for JT Miller.
It's a soft tap, don't get me wrong. But anytime you hit a guy in the hands and he loses control of the puck and then there's a scoring chance, the officials will probably call that. So I have a hard time getting on them for that call specifically. And the Canucks had a couple power play opportunities, but the game certainly is chippy. And one thing I am keeping an eye on is, are the Sharks going to keep taking runs at Elias Pettersson? Something you mentioned. You mentioned the play was held up in the offensive zone. There was one play in the defensive zone where Timo Meier stuck his right leg out, and Pettersson did try to get out of the way and ends up losing the puck, and the Sharks turned it over. But I thought that was a smart play by Pettersson, because if he doesn't move his leg and lose control of the puck, essentially, that could have been a really bad knee-on-knee hit. And you saw Luke Shen after the whistle kind of go up to Timo Meier afterwards and be like, all right, you better watch yourself here, kid. Like, if you want to keep going after that guy, you're going to have to come and meet me at some point. But I was a bit worried there. When Meier stuck his leg out, luckily Pettersson moved his leg out, because that could have been a really nasty incident in the game. You kind of wonder if the game's going to continue being that way or if it does settle down in the second.
And Pettersson almost made it work nevertheless.
Yeah.
Trying to transition that puck, but he does get clipped a little bit, and it creates a bit of a chance for the San Jose Sharks. But, hey, good on the Canucks for responding. The physicality level increases. You got to bring it too. And so Luke Shen steps up, but Colson steps up, winds up taking a penalty, but isn't backing down from a personal challenge. Obviously, Will Lockwood gets into a fight as well. So that's what you want to see when the battle level rises. How are you going to respond? So far, the Canucks have answered the bell.
Oh, they have so far. Now, one of the issues here for the Canucks, especially with the amount of players that are out with injury, I mean, right now they have two top six wingers out in Tanner Pearson and Brock Besser. They're also missing another, you know, a decent play driver for the middle six in Nils Höglander. So there isn't a lot happening outside the top six, and that's kind of where the Canucks have found themselves in some bit of trouble in this game so far. There isn't a lot of pace with Chiasson. I think he's done commendably playing with Horvat, obviously, too, and especially on the power play. But that's where the Canucks are getting into some trouble. The bottom six is having a hard time really defending in its own zone when they get stuck in their own zone.
Which was a likely outcome, right? The top six can do as much as they can, given the circumstances. And the way, you know, the heavy nature of this game, you're going to have to rely on your bottom six to try to facilitate the play, not get caved in a bit. And so far, you know, with the physicality that we've seen so far, it has led to some scoring chances for San Jose, and obviously, you know, being able to convert in the power play for them there. But it's something that the bottom six is going to have to figure out moving forward, because there is a lot of inexperience at this level as well in that bottom six right now.
Oh, there is, right? And a lot of these guys still have to kind of figure out what it's going to take to play in the NHL and have a bit more success, right? And, you know, you kind of look at the ice time in that period. Will Lockwood only played 121, although he got into a fight with Noah Gregor, which we'll talk about here in a second. And Brad Richardson only found himself playing 2 minutes and 41 seconds in that period. So the Canucks, while not relying too much on the bottom six, but you kind of see why in a game like this, which has been pretty helter-skelter so far. Will Lockwood, we were talking about him on the pregame show, and you mentioned, Big, how Bill McCulloch, his coach with Michigan, former Vancouver Canuck, compared his hitting style to Cal Clutterbuck. And, you know, we haven't seen him blowing guys up necessarily tonight, but we have seen him, again, bring his speed, and this time dropping the gloves with Noah Gregor. And listen, it wasn't like a major tilt.
No.
You know, both guys end up wrestling down to the ice afterwards or whatever, but Will Lockwood really trying to show he'll do just about anything to bring that energy slash physical role in the bottom six.
It's not necessarily about the actual fight or the physicality of it or how much he won the fight. It's about the mental side of it to me, that he understands a role.
Yeah.
Hey, you're here to bring speed. You're here to bring physicality. Be smart defensively. And the odd time, yeah, you might get challenged. You might have to fight. Again, not a heavyweight. Maybe not even a welterweight. But he steps in and he knows exactly what his role, and that's what you endear yourself to your teammates. Hey, this is a guy that gets it. We ask him to do a certain task, and he is willing to do it. And he brings his speed. We've seen him throw some hits and now add a fight to his box score for the season.
Yeah, that was, I mean, give the kid credit for that fight and, you know, how willing he is. And I still think it's one of those things where his overall hockey sense and things like that is going to take some time and there's still, you know, a lot he has to learn, but a lot of traits which he shows, and also there is a level of toughness and courage to his game, right, that he has, which I think is very beneficial, something this team obviously needs. Now, we have a couple of minutes left, and I want to spend a minute or two here on Vasily Podkolzin. And we talk so much about Vasily Podkolzin and, you know, how his game is coming along and the potential he has and how Connor Garland and Canuck players think so highly of his potential. And tonight, you're starting to see him not only, you know, play with assertiveness, but he also is kind of directing his teammates on the ice a little bit. And there are moments where you see him think the game the right way, and he just doesn't get to the spot. And it's not because he's not trying. It's not because he doesn't know what to do. If he gets a little bit quicker, Bick, a little bit stronger too, but especially if he adds a little quickness to his game, you start seeing the areas where he can make a far bigger impact if he's able to jump on pucks a bit faster.
He's going to spark onto plays a lot faster.
Yeah.
And it's going to be less, hey, should I go there? It's going to be like, I have to go there. This is the spot I have to go.
And the confidence in knowing that you're able to get
yes.
there.
Yes. That'll come with time. And you've seen enough moments where, look, even if he doesn't get there a year from now, watch what happens. He'll get there, and he'll start influencing defensive plays into transition chances for the Vancouver Canucks, and it's really exciting to watch.
It is, and we were kind of wondering, okay, what is going to be his separating trait? Like, what is it that he's able to do?
Caulfield has his goal scoring. Boldy's got some skating and some goal scoring.
And Hershey made a great point. He said, hey, what do you have? What's your trait? Yeah. He was talking about Lockwood. You can be physical. You can hit. At least you got one trait that you can really do. And for him, I think part of it is going to be his strength, but also how he thinks the game,
yeah.
and also how he's able to get to those areas. But a strong performance so far from Vasily Podkolzin. Did take a penalty, but the Canucks and the Sharks are tied at one through 20 minutes of play. The second period is coming up. Batch and Hershey, they have the call right here on the home of your Canucks, Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Welcome back inside Rogers Arena. Brendan Batchelor and Corey Hirsch with you as the Canucks and the Sharks are tied at one after one. Thanks for joining us along the Sportsnet Radio Network tonight, whether you're in the Fraser Valley, on Fraser Lake, or wherever you're tuning in. We appreciate you spending your evening with us. Let us know where you're listening from. You can reach me on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Batch Hockey. He is at Corey Hirsch on Twitter, CoreyHirsch72 on Instagram. And our flagship station is at Sportsnet 650 on Twitter and Instagram. The Canucks in blue will go from left to right in the second period. The Sharks in white will skate from right to left. And it was a very busy first period, Hershey, with penalties and chances and goals both ways. I would imagine both coaches would like things to settle down a bit here in the second.
I think you're right, but it was nasty. And we looked at the Burrows hit again before the goal on Merkley and couldn't get a great look at it, but it doesn't look good from the angle that we see.
Looked high. And so the Canucks got the goal right after that. Maybe a tad bit lucky that there wasn't a penalty call. And the game is tied at one. Horvat and Hertl at center contest the faceoff to get us underway in the second. And Horvat wins it back to Hughes at the Canucks blue line to our left. Hughes up the far boards for Podkolzin. Long shot on Kakinen, who spilled a rebound off his glove hand. It comes back to Shen right point. He takes a long shot that was blocked in front by Megna, and Hertl gets it out to center ice. Quinn Hughes back at his own line, try to pass ahead. Horvat missed it. It's icing against the Canucks. 22 seconds into the second.
Well, chances I had 7-6 for San Jose, but I got to think that Vancouver had probably more grade A chances. Shots were 15-15. And that was a good period of hockey. I lots of hits, good scoring chances, some speed, some feistiness.
30 shots between the two teams, 15 apiece. As Meyer gains the Vancouver line on left wing, long shot caught Demko up high. He made the save that is pushed into the net by Couture. The play continues, and there's a battle for it along the far half wall. Horvat gets it free for Hughes, tried to carry it out of the zone. Couture tied him up, and now here's Horvat into the San Jose end. Left wing for Alex Chiasson. Chiasson rims it behind the Sharks net. Mario Ferraro back to it. Goes loose to Erik Karlsson far side, and he'll skate it out of the zone himself. Karlsson right wing to the Vancouver zone, protecting the puck from Garland. He's poke checked by Ekman Larson, and it goes behind the net where Connor Garland settles it and clears it around the near side wall out to center. Nick Bonino tried to dump it back in, lost it to Tyler Myers. His stretch pass intended for JT Miller was broken up by Jacob Magna. Then Tyler Myers follows up and dumps it into the San Jose zone. Part of the reason the game has been so entertaining, Hershey, is because it's been sloppy. Both teams have turned the puck over all over the ice, which has created chances for both.
Yeah, I really agree with that.
Now Bonino, right wing, into the Vancouver zone, forced wide by Ekman Larson. Knocked him off the puck, then there's a wraparound chance side of the goal. As Matt Nieto tried to scoop it in, but Demko held it out at the far post, and JT Miller clears to center ice. Jacob Magna at his own line, D-to-D to the far side for Brent Burns, into the Vancouver zone. Poke check by Ekman Larson, puck rolls to the side of the net. Burns after it behind the goal, turned it over to Myers, for the Canucks, who in turn turned it over to Dahlin, got it into the slot for Gregor, whose low shot was kicked out by Demko. Garland near wall. Back in centering pass in his own zone to JT Miller, who plays it far side for Elias Pettersson. He'll float it high in the air to center, where Radim Šimek knocks it down and dumps it back in behind the Canuck net.
And there's still a good pace to this. So far, San Jose has taken it most of this first period early, or second period.
Lockwood, right wing into the Sharks zone. Tried to center, pass was blocked by Merkley. And it's cleared back deep into the Vancouver end. No icing, and Travis Dermott goes back to it behind the net. More than 2.5 minutes into the second period, the Canucks and the Sharks are tied at one. As Jason Dickinson dumps it in on the right wing. Well, Lockwood on the forecheck after it. Couldn't get to the puck, and Mark Edward Vlasic clears it around the near side and out to center. Where Travis Dermott collects and dumps it back in. Vlasic near corner, hit into the boards by Lockwood. Puck came free to Barabanov behind his own net. Far side for Merkley, went rink wide to the near boards for Vlasic, who dumps it into the Vancouver zone, and it's icing against San Jose.
Well, I just had another look at the Burrows-Merkley hit. It's not good, Brendan. And I'm just glad, actually, Merkley's okay when you really look at it.
And you wonder if maybe there will be some supplemental discipline coming for...
Well, we'll have to wait and see. I hope that the angle that we have isn't, you know, what the league has, and they get a better look at it.
Offensive zone draw for the Canucks. But Hertl wins it from Patan behind his own net to Vlasic, who on the near side lifts it high in the air and out to center. Quinn Hughes back to it in his own zone. Tried a stretch pass that tipped off a skate deep into the Sharks' end. Kakkonen out of the goal. Clears it high off the glass near side. Almost flipped it over the glass, but it stayed in play. And Shen keeps it alive right point. Down the near boards for Brad Hunt, playing right wing tonight. Dug it free for Patan. Now to Shen at the point. Long shot is tipped off a stick. Over the San Jose goal. Hughes is after it in the left corner. Gave it away to Logan Couture behind the net. He'll leave for Barabanov near corner, who goes back to the far side for Merkley. He'll center for Mark Edward Vlasic as the Sharks break out. Now to Barabanov at center, winding into the Vancouver zone. Rolls it in on Demko, and he'll cover it at the side of the net. 3:50 elapsed in the second period. The Canucks are tied at one with the Sharks tonight in Vancouver.
Scoreboard watch. Vegas is up 3-1 now. And this is what my rant was the last game that we saw Arizona. That game's not over yet, but... You know, I don't see Vegas losing to Arizona, or Arizona even putting up much of a fight.
I don't see anyone losing to Arizona.
Yeah, so now the Canucks, they actually kind of get, you know, it's not good.
You benefit from the Coyotes one night, and then they're hurting your hopes on another night.
Exactly.
It all evens out in the end. Canucks do still have one head-to-head meeting with Arizona. And in this building this coming week.
And ultimately, you should be in charge of your own destiny anyways and not hoping for teams to win and lose.
Canucks dump it into the Sharks zone. Horvat on the forecheck. Got it free behind the net for Podkolzin, who was hit by Timo Meier. Bit of an awkward collision. Almost looked like it might have been knee on knee. As Erik Karlsson gets it to center, protects it from Podkolzin on the back check, and passes rink wide to the near side for Mario Ferraro. Now for Nieto. Center lane drive. Plays it onto the right wing for Meier. Try to drop pass. Ferraro missed it. It's a two-on-one for the Canucks if they hurry. Garland down the left wing. Settles. He scores! And a piano just fell off Connor Garland's back. He hadn't scored in the last 19 games but he rips it short side past Kokkonen, and the Canucks have the lead back. It's 2-1.
I feel so good for Connor Garland right now. The 2-1-1, and he gets it, and he takes it all the way in. He's got JT Miller with him at the back door, but it was almost like, sorry, JT, I need this. And he goes low blocker from the far side on Kokkonen. And it's a good goal, and Connor Garland is back on the board. Canucks up 2-1.
Garland's 15th of the season comes at 4:49 of the second period. The time of the goal is brought to you by Cromakai, Western Canada's trusted accountants for over 50 years. Find out more at cromakai.ca. Canucks forced back into their own zone off the ensuing faceoff. Kyle Burrows on the near wall. Banks it right wing to center for Pettersson, who tips it deep into the San Jose end. Jacob Magna's back to it behind his own goal, and he'll start the breakout back to center as he lifts it wide to the net of Demko into the near corner. Travis Dermott back to it on the end boards. Turned it over on the slot right to Brent Burns, whose shot was blocked by Burrows. Then there's a rebound near circle for Bonino, and Demko across to his right made the save and held it out.
Now, the interesting thing about the goal from Connor Garland, if you watch JT Miller's reaction, it was almost he had more relief than Garland did. He just slowly glid over there with both of his arms in the air. And it was just great to see. And good for Connor Garland. He's taking a lot of heat, and he's played pretty well. It's not like he's played poorly.
It's another even strength point for Connor Garland. 40 points on the season, 38 of them at evens. Just the two power play points for him on the year. As Merkley gets a shot right point in the Vancouver zone. It was blocked in front. Luke Shen fires it off the glass. Far side out to center, and Lockwood skates onto it into the San Jose zone. He's tripped, and it's another Vancouver power play coming up. Good job by Lockwood moving his feet to draw the call. As Canucks go to the power play, and it's Jonathan Dahlin making his way to the penalty box.
Well, I can see exactly why San Jose is in the position they're in. They just shoot themselves in the own, in the foot all night long. Playing well. And then Jonathan Dahlin sticks out his leg on Lockwood, and there's absolutely zero reason to do that. They turn pucks over. They play hard, but just not very smart.
Fourth power play of the game for the Canucks. They're 0-3. It's brought to you by Play Now Sports. Get $250 to Play Now Sports, BC Sportsbook. And they win the faceoff. Here's Pettersson with a one-timer right circle. Blocked by Magna wide of the net after the setup from Hughes at the top of the point. And Brent Burns clears it all the way down the ice.
Nice blocker. That was labeled two from Pettersson. The Canucks have a lot of confidence right now.
Quinn Hughes to center. Tried a drop pass. Logan Couture broke it up and tipped it back to Magna, who again clears it behind the Canuck net. 90 seconds left in the Vancouver power play. Just past the six-minute mark of the second period, Canucks are up 2-1 on the Sharks. Now Horvat, nice move around Hurdle into the San Jose zone with a shot for the far circle. It was stopped by Kokkonen, but Hurdle can't clear. Now it bounces into the slot for Jacob Magna, and he'll get it all the way down the ice.
Well, so far the only assist on the Garland goal is Chiasson. Good for him. What a run he's having right now.
Extends his point streak to three games.
Yeah.
The Canucks are back to work in the Sharks' end. Pettersson right corner. Gets it from Miller. Back to the near point for Alex Chiasson. To Pettersson. Bottom of the right circle. Feeds the line for Quinn Hughes. He'll go rink wide to the left boards for JT Miller. Miller. Side of the net for Chiasson. In front for Patan, who fanned on a one-time chance. And it went wide of the net. Battle for it in the near corner. Interesting to see that Horvat's not out with the top power play unit right now. As it's dug free for Hughes. Across to the left circle for Miller. High shot. He ripped it wide of the net, and it deflects off the glass. And out of play with 31 seconds left on the Vancouver power play. 7-11 elapsed in the second period. Vancouver leads San Jose 2-1 as JT Miller breaks his stick over the bench in frustration after missing that last shot.
Well, and here's the other thing. No Bo Horvat right now again. I don't know what's going on.
He was out there to start the power play, so he must have just got off on a change.
Maybe.
And
yeah.
No one else did. And as they've got the second unit out there now.
And we'll continue to watch that. He's still on the bench, so.
Sharks win the draw. Magna clears it down the ice. And Ekman-Larsson is back to it behind his own net. They'll feed right wing to center for Brad Hunt, who rims it in behind the San Jose goal. Balzer's back to it far corner. Lost it to Garland. Dug it free for Podkolzin. To the line for Ekman-Larsson. Back down the left wing to Garland. Try to pass into the slot. Turned it over. Sharks have a chance at a two-on-one. Balzers gets it up the right wing for Chmielewski, who shoots. He hit the goalpost. Beat Demko past the stick side, and now the Canucks have numbers the other way. Garland with speed. Left wing into the San Jose zone. Goes behind the net. Trying to center and pass. Patan just missed it in the slot, but now has it in the right corner. He'll leave near point for Luke Shen. Over to the left side, Tyler Myers. Passes down the boards, far corner for Juho Lamico, who threw it to the goal. It was tipped on by Garland, but held by Kokkonen. 8:02 into the second. It's the Canucks 2 and the Sharks 1. And you're listening to Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. 8:02 into the second. Tonight in Vancouver, the Canucks lead the Sharks 2-1.
Be a player. Bet on hockey like never before with Play Now Sports, your local BC sportsbook.
You're listening to Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Own your home. Alpine Credits can get your loan approved. Alpine Credits homeowners get approved. Visit alpinecredits.ca. Face-off in the San Jose zone to our right far circle. Is one back to the corner by Scott Reedy from Jason Dickinson. And Mark Edward Vlasic clears it all the way down the ice, but right on Demko, so there's no icing. And Myers goes back to get it for the Canucks. Tyler Myers clears it up the near boards for Will Lockwood. He'll cut to the middle of the ice, play it up the left wing for Jason Dickinson, who tips it in deep. And Kokkonen out of his crease gets it high around the glass to the far point. Not out. Long shot by Ekman-Larsson was blocked in front. Puck is pinballing around in the slot. Lockwood and Lamico were both after it, but they collided. And that allows the Sharks to clear to center ice. Lines are being juggled a little bit right now. Jason Dickinson is out there back on the line now with Lamico and Lockwood. As Meyer brings it right wing into the Vancouver zone, centering pass deflected away from Reedy in the slot. Comes to Brad Richardson. He'll play ahead for Nick Patan, who banks it up the near boards and into the Sharks zone. And my bad, actually. They haven't blended the lines at all. It's just Dickinson started the game in that left wing spot with Lamico, which he hasn't done previously. But now here's Balzers in on goal towards the Vancouver net, trying to get around Dermott as he received a stretch pass but couldn't handle it cleanly. And Demko just had to be there to block it and cover up.
Well, I'm not sure I can give that a scoring chance, but it is. However, I can see Lockwood getting more ice time in this game. He's starting to play. He's playing very well. Doesn't have a ton of ice up to this point. He's only at 327. However, I can see that moving up. He's playing that well.
Coming off a season high of 13 minutes and 2 seconds in the game in Arizona on Thursday. Not a career high, though, in one of his first two games in the NHL last year. Right at the end of the season in those games that were going on at the same time as the playoffs against the Calgary Flames, he played more than 15 minutes one night. As the Sharks control off the faceoff of the Vancouver zone, and Balzers has it left circle for Tomas Hertl, who couldn't get a shot through to the net, and Brad Richardson clears it back to center. Brad Hunt is after it. Tried to get it ahead for Richardson, who missed the pass, and Balzers clears back to the red line for Barabanov and then for Hertl, who dumps it into the Vancouver zone down the far boards. And Travis Dermott in his own end. Ahead for Nick Patan. Back to Kyle Burrows. Right wing to center for Brad Hunt. He'll tip it in deep, and Erik Karlsson has it behind his own goal. Karlsson slowly to center. Passes for Barabanov across the Vancouver line. Gave it away to Quinn Hughes, and he'll scoop it back to center. Tomas Hertl in his own zone. Feeds near boards for Erik Karlsson. Clear to the line. Luke Shen holds in and lays a big hit on Nieto on the boards. It comes to Podkolzin. Left circle, Hughes trying to pass back into the slot for Podkolzin. Turned it over. It's a two-on-one for the Sharks. Actually, it's a breakaway for Gregor in alone on net. And Demko made a great save off the blocker as it deflected over the glass and out of play. It was shaping up to be a two-on-one with Gregor and Nieto. And then Gregor hit the speed burst button to go in alone on net, but Demko held it out, and it's still 2-1 for the Canucks with 9:50 left in the second on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on the Sportsnet Radio Network. 9:50 left in the second period tonight in Vancouver. The Canucks lead the Sharks 2-1 in an eventful game, and we just had an eventful commercial break here, Hershey. Ed Jovanovski in the building got a standing ovation on the big screen, and then we had a successful marriage proposal as well. So congratulations to the happy couple as the crowd is still cheering them on. And here's Podkolzin right wing into the Sharks zone. with a shot that was blocked on the near side. Noah Gregor back into the Vancouver end on left wing. Centering pass came into the slot pod. Colson made a great play to steal it away from Bonino, and he stretches it left wing for Horvat into the Shark zone, going to the goal. Cut right to the net. He was hooked as he drove the crease by Megna. No call. Couldn't tuck it in on the backhand as he nearly beat Kokkonen, and the Sharks get it back to center.
No, but what about the power and the moves by Pod Colson?
And now we do have a San Jose penalty at center as Horvat is hauled down. It's going to be holding against Noah Gregor, and the Canucks get their fifth power play of the game.
Number 73, 2 minutes for holding.
And we're only just past the midway mark of regulation time.
Well, I think they missed one on the when he cut to the net on Megna, but you know, usually after that, then the ref will look something to even that up if he misses a call like that, which, well, I have no problem with, but definitely his back of his jersey was grabbed. So Canucks have a power play.
Which is brought to you by PlayNow Sports. Get $250 to PlayNow Sports, BC Sportsbook. Sharks get it off the draw and clear it all the way down the ice. Canucks were red hot on the power play coming into the game. Had the best man advantage in the league since February 19th, running at 34.5%, but they're 0-for thus far this evening. Looking to change that right now as they dump it into the San Jose end, but Brent Burns is back to it and clears it all the way back down the ice again.
They just haven't been able to really set up. Once they get set up with Hughes and Miller moving the puck around up at the top there, and they just haven't been able to get into San Jose's zone and get that done.
Now Horvat to the San Jose line. Leaves left wing for Miller. Down the far boards to Quinn Hughes. Throws it to the goal from a top angle. Loose to the crease. Chiasson tried to bat it home. Kokkonen looked like he held it out of the goal line. Well, this was a real close call, Hershey, and I think he just made the save in tight.
Well, even if this, I mean, I think they have to look at it, but I don't think it went in. And I think they are going to go look at it actually right now. But how about Chiasson? I mean, how good has he been? No, this doesn't go in, and you wouldn't be able to see it anyways. We just saw the overhead angle. And unless they have another one, I can't tell.
But Alex Chiasson, we've talked about guys playing for contracts. Chiasson's one of those guys, an unrestricted free agent at the end of the year. Came in on a PTO in training camp, and don't look now, but he's on a three-game point streak. Two goals and three helpers for 5 points.
And here's when he's done it, is when the games are on the line for the team right now. And you got to look at that, right? You know, he's been a good soldier. He's been a good guy.
I don't know if you'd bring him back from a Vancouver perspective when you've got young guys like Lockwood that you want to push from underneath, but you consider it if he plays well down the stretch.
I would just think the only way is on a
PTO.
Well, or the league minimum, and then you can, you know, have a problem with putting him on waivers to send him down if you have to.
Sharks win the draw and clear it back down the ice as they did officially decide that Chiasson chance did not go in the net. Here's Pettersson, right wing to the San Jose line, delays and passes left point for JT Miller. Miller protects it from Hurdle far boards, feeds back to the line for Hughes, right circle to Pettersson, dusting the puck off, goes back to Hughes near point, long wrist shot missed past the stick side of Kokkonen, and Miller gets it again on the left wing. Back to Hughes at the point, watched by Hurdle, played it down the boards but gave it away to Nieto. He'll pass to center for Tomas Hurdle, tried to drop it back to his own line but was hit by Miller. And is able to kick it ahead, and Hughes has it in his own zone with 25 seconds left on the Canuck power play. Hughes, right wing for Miller, into the Sharks' end, drops it back to Hughes, top of the point. Left circle for Nick Petan. Try to centering pass that tipped off a skate and just wide of the net. He was trying to find Pod Colson in the slot. Now Pettersson holds in right circle with a shot. He hit the goalpost from the near side. Kokkonen might have got a piece of it as well, but it clanged off the iron. Now Pettersson, down low for Pod Colson, to the line for Hughes. Power play is over. Gregor's out of the box. Gives to Myers, left corner, pass into the slot, tipped away by Gregor, went high in the air. Pettersson tried to bat it out of midair, but missed, and now Logan Couture brings it back up the left wing. Into the Vancouver zone, drops to Gregor with a one-timer, and Demko made a great save up high. Knocked down on the far boards by Scott Reedy. Tries to center from low in the zone, then it does fall to Couture in the slot, and his backhand shot right to the net is held out by Demko. It's 6:48 now remaining in the second period. It's still the Canucks 2. And the Sharks, 1.
Well, I don't know what Myers was thinking. He's looking at the back door, trying to hit Pettersson, I believe it was, on the far side. And everybody saw Gregers come up and go and pick it up and pick up that play. Everybody in the building could see that. And he still tried to force the pass. And it almost had San Jose going the other way on a 2-on-0 or a 2-on-1. And it was Demko makes a dynamite save again. But that's not smart puck management. Keep the puck going to the net.
Canucks win the draw as Lockwood gets it out to center. And Merkley's back to it in his own end. Ryan Merkley, near side for Mark Edward Vlasic. Back to Merkley on the far boards. Drops it again to Vlasic, who skates left wing to center and slaps it deep into the Canuck end. Puck rims around the boards, but Myers is back to get it behind the goal and feeds up the near side for Will Lockwood. He'll go rink wide left wing to center, trying to find Dickinson. Well, the pass was in his skates. He's got to settle it down on the boards. Leaves for Lamico, who passes back into his own end for Ekman Larson. Now to the near side for Myers, who skates to center and dumps it in. Patan on the left wing, dumps it behind the net. Lamico on the end boards, trying to centering pass. Turned it over, but the Sharks can't clear. Dermott holds in left point with a long shot. It was blocked by Reedy in front. And a battle ensues for the puck left corner. Lockwood gets it loose to Patan. Nick Patan cycles behind the net. Lamico is bumped into the end boards by Vlasic as they fight for the puck. It comes loose into the near corner. Timo Meyer lays a hit on Patan, floats it high in the air to the line, but Dermott holds it in for Shen right point. Across to Travis Dermott, left side. Down the far boards, Nick Patan with a shot right on, stopped by Kakkonen with the glove for the whistle. 5.5 minutes left in the second. The Canucks lead the Sharks 2-1 tonight at Rogers Arena, and you're listening to Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. 5.5 minutes left in the second period tonight in Vancouver. The Canucks lead the Sharks 2-1. Brendan Batchelor and Corey Hirsch with you. Satyar Shah and Bick Nizar were with you on the pregame show and at the first intermission. They'll be back in a matter of moments for the second intermission, and they'll have you covered on the Canucks Central postgame show tonight as well, where they'll be joined by Ian McIntyre. Josh Elliott-Wolf is providing great production from our Sportsnet 650 studios in downtown Vancouver tonight. Lena Sategian is with us in the booth here at Rogers Arena, doing a great job as always. Canberra is the executive producer of Canucks Hockey. As Myers gets a shot in the high slot off a faceoff win in the San Jose zone. Turn wide of the net by Kakka. Ekman Larson throws it back to the net from the right point. Kakkonen made the save. Pettersson battles it below the goal line far side. Canberra, the executive producer of Canucks Hockey and our fearless leader, takes a cast of thousands to bring you the action here on the Sportsnet Radio Network. As Shimek gets it from JT Miller near corner, clears up the boards. Knocked down by Rudolph's Balsers. The players behind his own net to the far corner. Barabanov is pressured deep in the zone by Ekman Larson, but fed behind his own net for Shimek, who floats it high in the air, turned it over to Miller, gloved it down and got a shot from the slot that went wide of the net with Pettersson screening Kakkonen at the top of the crease. Now Garland, right wing into the Sharks in, dances away from Shimek for Miller in the slot, pass left circle for Pettersson. It was in his skates. He couldn't get it back in front, wanted to give it back to Miller. And now Barabanov carries right wing to the red line and dumps it into the Vancouver zone. Luke Shen on the end boards, leaves near corner for Quinn Hughes. Back to Shen, far side. Plays it ahead for Podkolzin. Quickly for Horvat, driving through the middle into the Sharks zone, trying to cut to the net. Gregor forced him wide to the corner. But Horvat wins the puck back in a battle before handing it away to Matt Nieto. And he passes free to Nick Bonino, who skates to center, gets it to Mario Ferraro, and he dumps it in behind the Canuck net.
Brandon, I am loving Podkolzin and Horvat together. It's like just two beasts out there, just using their bodies, just bullying players and bullying their way to the front of the net. And hopefully we can watch this for years to come.
Sharks ice the puck, so the Canucks will have an offensive zone faceoff upcoming with 3:37 left in the second, and Vancouver leading 2-1. Make sure to get your tickets for tonight's online 50-50 draw. Go to canucks.com/online5050 to enter. Ticket sales close at the end of the second intermission. Must be 19 plus and located in BC at the time of purchase to play. Know your limit, play within it. Face off to the right of Kakkonen. Bonino and Richardson to take the drop. Scramble face off. Comes to Noah Gregor in the slot. He lets it go back to Mario Ferraro, who speeds to center on left wing, was hit hard by Lockwood as he dumped it into the Vancouver zone, and Dermott clears it back the other way as Dickinson tips it behind the San Jose net and goes after Burns on the forecheck. Digs it free right corner. Richardson can't get to it. Comes to Kyle Burrows near circle. Tried a shot. It was blocked by Burns, and he gets it ahead to Shmulevsky, who skates to center and dumps it into the Vancouver end. Burrows behind his own goal for the Canucks. Passes near side for Will Lockwood. They'll go cross ice left wing to center for Brad Richardson, who clears it into the San Jose zone. Dickinson gets it back into the slot for Lockwood. Driving to the far boards. Protects it from Merkley in the corner. But lost his footing, turned it over, and Logan Couture plays it off the boards and back to center ice. Ekman-Larsson at his own line, tried to pass ahead for Horvat. It came back to Ekman-Larsson again. And on the right wing side, he's hit by Couture as he cleared it ahead, knocked down by Megna. For Shmulevsky, then for Couture, left wing across to the right side. Quick shot from the far boards, thrown to the net by Timo Meyer, and Demko turned it wide of the target. Now Chason battles it to center for Podkolzin. He'll accelerate to the Sharks' line. Drops to Ekman-Larsson, left point through it to the goal. It's tipped on by Chason, and Kakkonen made a good reaction save with his glove hand. With 2:23 remaining in the second, and the Canucks up 2-1 on the Sharks tonight in Vancouver.
It is impressive how Chason's been playing when this team's needed him. And that's, Brendan, that's hard to replace. I understand that, you know, he's getting older, and but, you know, I mean, we still have some games to go too as well. He's getting hot at the right time, but you know, that's, it's character too. It's leadership by example.
Hurdle with a defensive zone faceoff.
Someone will notice that whether it's the Canucks or not, right? You always hope the best for everybody.
And Chason, at 31 years of age, has shown that he can still hang in the league at the very least, be a depth option for someone. At least in my humble opinion.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I agree.
Tomas Hertl, left wing to center for the Sharks, gets it ahead for Shmulevsky, or rather that's Carlson across the Vancouver line, trying to pass far boards, but Quinn Hughes breaks it up, clears to center. And Vlasic at the red line gets it ahead for Barabanov. Back to Vlasic. Banks it up the left wing side. Balsers tips it into the Canucks zone. Luke Shen retreats to it. Goes across to Quinn Hughes. Hughes passes near side for Connor Garland, who scampers to center. Tried to dump it in. Vlasic blocked it. Back for Noah Gregor up the right wing. Gregor around Hughes trying to go to the goal. Was forced to the end boards and passes back to the line for Brent Burns with a long shot. It was tipped. They score. Demko never saw it as Bonino deflected it in the slot. It completely changed direction. And Demko had to look over his shoulder to find the puck in the back of the net. The Sharks tie the game at 2 with 1:23 left in the second.
This puck goes back to the point to Burns. And it's on the far side. And he just throws a little wrist shot at the net. Yeah, I think he actually almost fans on it. He's a guy that can throw a bomb for a shot. It hits Bonino. And it's actually, Brendan, it's a pretty nice tip. Bonino's in the high slot. And it goes to the glove side of Demko, who can't see because he's got Shen right in front of him. He's got Nieto right in front of him. And then he's got Bonino looking for a tip. And it ends up going off of Bonino's stick past the glove side of Demko, who just drops to his knees. He had no idea where it is, and we're tied at 2.
11th of the year for Nick Bonino comes at 18:37 of the second period. The time of the goal is brought to you by Chromakai, Western Canada's trusted accountants for over 50 years. Find out more at chromakai.ca.
That should be an assist from Burns and Gregor. It was Gregor who gave it back to Burns.
Canucks dump it back into the San Jose end. And Mario Ferraro is back to it behind his own net. He'll lift it high in the air out to center, and Ekman-Larsson has it at his own line. But behind the play, we've got a penalty, as there was a pick play in the neutral zone by Will Lockwood, who goes off for interference. And the Sharks go to the power play with 55 seconds left in the second.
I don't like this call, Brennan. I think he almost runs in. I mean, Will Lockwood doesn't do anything to get out of the way, but he almost runs into his back. And Lockwood, it is interference, but it's a pretty weak call. And Canucks need to kill this off. You don't want to go down 3-2 into the third.
Fourth power play of the game for the Sharks. They're 1-for-3. As the faceoff comes in the Vancouver zone to our left near circle, as you always mention, Hershey, the good thing about taking a penalty late in the period is that the buzzer provides an automatic whistle to split up the power play between the end of the second and the start of the third. Of course, you got to get there. JT Miller breaks up a pass at his own line. Here's a two-on-one chance, shorthanded for the Canucks. Miller, left wing into the San Jose zone, stripped of the puck by Timo Meier, who's going to get called for hooking. He can't believe it. Oh, and wow. I can't either, Hershey. This is another awful call, and it's going to be 4-on-4.
Well, at least it's going both ways.
Right? Number 28, 2 minutes for hooking.
JT Miller skating up ice. And he lifts his stick. And he does. He lifts the bottom of his. It's a terrible call.
Maybe a little in
like
the hands,
touch.
But ooh.
It's a love tap.
So that'll do it for the Sharks' fourth power play of the game. It only lasted 16 seconds. We'll play the next minute 44 at 4-on-4, and then the Canucks will get a 16-second power play of their own early in the third.
Yeah, well, bad calls are going both ways.
Canucks win the draw in the Sharks' zone. Hughes, top of the point with a shot tipped in front by Pettersson on the backhand, and Kokkonen made a good save. Pettersson got it back to Hughes' far point. He was poke-checked by Tomas Hertl. Puck came out to center, and Pettersson drives back in. Left wing for Hughes. Passes rink wide to the right point for Dermott. Across to Hughes, 20 seconds left in the period. Left circle, Hughes throws it to the goal, and Kokkonen stops him with a glove hand. Make sure to stay tuned for Satyar Shah, Bick Nizar, and Canucks Central at the intermission, coming to you in a matter of seconds.
It just boggles my mind because the Burroughs hit looked ugly. So that probably should have been a penalty. They don't call it, and then the little tap in the hands, and it's off to the box for two.
Well, and let's be honest, the fact that they didn't call that Burroughs hit is probably a big reason why this game has been so chippy.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You don't set... The officials can control the chippiness like that. Exactly.
Brent Burns gets it off a face-off win for the Sharks in his own zone. Passes right wing to center for Couture. He'll go rink wide to the left boards for Ferraro. Into the Vancouver end with a shot right on target. Stopped by Demko. With just 4 seconds left in this second period, so it looks like we'll head to the intermission. With the teams tied at 2, and they'll be all to play for in the third period.
I watched Carlson skate back to the bench on a change. Brendan, I could have moonwalked faster.
You can moonwalk?
Yeah, I mean, you should watch me. I'm a legendary dancer. I don't know if you know that. I definitely don't.
I do the shuffle
in my circle. Stay in my zone.
As the Canucks win the draw, and that'll do it for the end of the second period. The teams traded goals in the first. They do so again in the second, and it's 2-2 after 2 tonight in Vancouver as we join Satyar Shah and Bick Nizar for instant intermission.
Breaking down the game after 2 periods, this is Canucks Central at the intermission on the official home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network.
For Meier, try to drop pass. Ferraro missed it. It's a 2-on-1 for the Canucks if they hurry. Garland down the left wing, settles. He scores! And a piano just fell off Connor Garland's back. He hadn't scored in the last 19 games, but he rips it short side past Kokkonen, and the Canucks have the lead back.
Connor Garland's favorite movie is Jaws, and he loves going after the Sharks. Another goal against San Jose. Canucks took a 2-1 lead while the Sharks came back and tied it late in the second period, and the period ends after 40 minutes, tied at 2. Keep getting your thoughts into our Dunbar Lumber text inbox, 650-650. This is Canucks Central at the intermission with Satyar Shah and Bick Nizar. And Bick, it's one of those games where the Canucks, they came into this game being favored, and even though the game is tied at 2, we take a quick look at what the betting odds tell us about this game, courtesy of BCLC and Play Now Sports. The Canucks, despite the fact that they're tied, are still 1.66 on the money line, kind of telling you that the odds are still in Vancouver's favor. And we watch this game, Bick, and every time we get the odds, we get them courtesy of BCLC and Play Now Sports, sponsored by Play Now Sports, your local BC sportsbook. And despite the fact that this game is tied at 2, the Canucks have been the team that's probably been in most control of the game. And at one point, I turned to you and I said, it feels like they're up by more, but they're only up by one goal. And then after that, Bonino finds a way to chip the puck in to tie it up at 2. So as much as the Canucks have been playing better, they're not really getting it on the scoreboard.
No, and they've had more power plays as well. And looking at the puck tracking data that we get, 54% of the puck possession is in their favor as well. So they've had the lion's share of the puck. They've tried to create more chances as well. And it is, again, going their way, but it's just a couple of bounces going against. Such an odd goal, that Benito tip-in. We'll break it down in a bit, but it's as you mentioned, it's a lesson that, hey, one goal can flip it. Keep pushing. Keep trying to get that goal. They don't convert on a couple of chances. San Jose gets theirs, and it's 2-2.
Well, you kind of mentioned, let's just start on that Bonino goal. I mean, he wins a battle in front of the net and gets his stick on it and tips it. And, you know, at that point, Thatcher Demko is reading the point shot, kind of going toward his right, and then gets deflected going towards his left. So next thing you know, it goes near side in on him because the puck kind of deflects. And it's one of those things Bonino's really good at, finding the center, the middle of the ice, and getting his stick on pucks.
And that whole play starts with Gregor taking Quinn Hughes on. And we don't see Quinn Hughes lose a lot of skating battles. And this is where you kind of say, hey, coming back from an illness, how are you as far as your mobility, your energy, your fatigue levels? And Gregor was able to kind of take him wide, push him deep, and then turn back around and wasn't able to close the space down because Quinn Hughes is usually so mobile, skating backwards, forwards, any yeah. which direction, laterally, he can cut off lanes. Gregor wins this one, gets it to the point for Burns, and as you mentioned, Nick Benito's in the slot, gets his hands and his stick free, and I almost wonder if it was a missed tip because he essentially just took all of the sting out of the puck and it just fluttered up into the opposite direction. Demko had no idea which direction it went, and it just kind of floated into the other side of the net, which was an unfortunate bounce, obviously, but that was the goal that makes it 2-2.
Yeah, and the Canucks in this game, well, they've had some offensive opportunities they haven't really been able to take advantage of so far in this game, but give Connor Garland credit, and you kind of told me before the game about how much success Connor Garland has had against the San Jose Sharks, and you said he's probably going to score tonight, and then lo and behold, in the second period, rush chance, he shoots and he gets one past Kaapo Kakkonen, the goaltender for the San Jose Sharks. So his run of success against the Sharks continues for Connor Garland.
I maybe should have jumped onto BCLC and placed a prop.
An anytime on, goal.
Yeah, or an anytime point on Connor Garland getting one against the San Jose Sharks because he's got 15 points in 15 games against the San Jose Sharks, the most against any team. And the guy loves Sharks, so why wouldn't he score against the Sharks? A fantastic effort. And that play, you know, we've talked so much about how the Canucks play in their defensive zone and assessing threats and knowing when to pressure the puck, when to take away lanes. And so often they make wrong decisions of what's the biggest threat on the ice and how do I stall decision-making sometimes. Kyle Burrows on this play, puck enters the zone, and he gauges it perfectly. He gets close enough that the San Jose Shark, and I can't remember what player it was, had to just delay his decision, but far enough that I'm not committing to anything, and I have all my options open to me. I'm not over-committing to any one threat. And so a pass goes wide, and all it did is it slowed the rush down, allows the Vancouver back pressure to get back into play, and as there was a pass trying to cut it back into the slot, Alex Chiasson gets there, pokes it free, and Garland's gone the other way, and he buries it.
Well, and one of the things he did so well in that situation, too, is he made sure that he protected the slot.
Yeah.
And he made sure to take away any east-west pass. So in that type of situation, when it can be really easy for you to get caught running around, taking the wrong lane, or following it forward behind the net, and if you go behind the net, all of a sudden you're opening up acres of space. The thing I like the best about that, you're right, it was his positioning, but also, when in doubt, take away the middle of the ice. And he did that really, really well.
And if he jumped up too high, then it's a pass wide, and he cuts... he creates a lane from the outside and a net drive opportunity that Thatcher Demko is going to have to deal with it. If he jumps too early to take the pass, well, then, as you mentioned, you're giving up the middle of the ice. He plays it perfectly and slows down the Sharks' decision-making.
But overall, some good plays, but also a lot of sloppiness, and that is part of the messages coming into our text inbox. John from Vernon says, sloppy hockey in this one. Special teams is a joke tonight. 0 for 5 against a team like San Jose. Canucks... and they better get it together, and they deserve to lose if they can't score. Is this unsigned text coming in? And special teams so far in this game, well, the Canucks have had a hard time generating opportunities.
I get the sentiment of the power play has got to be better against a team like San Jose, quote-unquote.
But
quote.
Sharks are good PK.
Their one thing that they're very strong at is they're second on the league in the PK. And as we mentioned, how has it looked recently? Canucks are second since March on the PK. Sharks haven't exactly slipped at all. They're sixth in the league in PK, trending at 83%. This is the one thing that they do have is their penalty kill, and it's no surprise that they've had success doing it tonight as well.
Oh, they have, and at the same time, though, the Canucks probably had a couple opportunities where they could have done a bit better with. And there was one chance where Elias Pettersson rang a shot off the post as well. So they did come a little bit close, but not close enough. This one unsigned. Refs have no clue. Refs have no clue how to manage a game. Bring back Carey Fraser. And, you know, as far as the power plays go, the Canucks have six power play opportunities tonight. And four for the San Jose Sharks. So it's not like the Canucks are getting the raw end of the deal as far as officiating goes. And this text here, I'm starting to like Lockwood's game. Will Lockwood, you know, it's not just a matter of going out and throwing hits. There's a couple of times where he made the right read on some back checks as well, right? And also, there was one play he made in particular. He went in on the forecheck. I forget which player he was honing in on the Sharks. But he had his back to the glass. And for a young player in that situation, it could be really easy if you just run the guy through the boards. Because it just you're a hard-nosed north-south player that's here to hit, here to skate. And that looked really...
I think
really
it was Jacob Megna he was closing in on.
That's what it was. It looked really tempting. You know what he does, though? He slows down slightly, and he hits him, but hits him on the side and knocks the puck loose. Instead of going and hitting and driving guy through the boards and potentially hurting him or taking a penalty in that situation or taking himself out of the play, he recognizes the play right now isn't to hit the guy, it's to knock the puck free, and that's exactly what he did. So I think that recognition on the forecheck and when to throw the body is a small thing, but I think that's really important for effective forecheckers and guys that can throw the body.
And the detail that I liked is he rolled into the hit.
Yeah.
So you execute the hit, and you're already in position to push off and get back into the play immediately. It wasn't just, hey, let's go blow up a guy to create energy, and I'm going to drive you through the boards, but now I'm out of the play. I'm going to do my job and effectively create contact, and then immediately, within one stride, get back into the play. Very impressive stuff, and again, small details that he's picking up on.
Yeah, that's Will Lockwood, who is playing a bit better as time goes on. The Canucks find themselves tied at two against the San Jose Sharks. Now, some of the news that came in before the game, especially yesterday, was the Canucks signing goaltender Spencer Martin to a two-year contract. And you know, we saw him play a few games when both Halak and Thatcher Demko found themselves in COVID protocol, and he acquitted himself really well. And there's so many fans calling for him to come up and play when they needed starts, especially with Halak struggling. And it seems like the Canucks pick feel confident enough in Spencer Martin that they're bringing him in on a two-year contract to essentially be the leading candidate to have the backup role next season.
Yeah, we'll play a clip here from a second about Curtis Sanford. He joined us, the goaltending coach for the Abbotsford Canucks. We always talk to somebody from Abbotsford on the People Show on Friday for the Abbey Report. He joined us yesterday, and he did detail the transition to the NHL, and it was a great interview. You can listen to it on the Hour 1 of the People Show podcast. And it's that constant development with the tandem of Curtis Sanford and Ian Clark. How do you create this carousel of goaltending assets in the organization? Yeah, you've got your Thatcher Demko. That's going to be your stalwart for a long time to come. But you can still develop guys at the AHL level to take over in backup positions and create surplus value in your organization that you could then look to trade off and start bringing in other assets into your organization.
Well, and that's going to be such a big part of things. You mentioned Curtis Sanford. Here he is talking about Spencer Martin.
It's his adaptability. I think it's his coachability. I think, you know, when push comes to shove and you suggest some things, I think he takes to it right away. I think he processes it really well. And then tries to apply it to the best of his ability when you talk about it. So I think that part really sticks out. I think, you know, given the opportunity to, you know, to see what he can do at the next level over time, will be the true test. And, it'll be interesting to see, you know, how he handles that situation when it does arise.
That is Canucks goalie coach in Abbotsford, Curtis Sanford, who's worked very closely with Spencer Martin, getting his game to a higher level. And for all the talk, Vic, that around Ian Clark, and of course, he's the head of the goalie department. He's here on a long-term contract, and he's tremendous in setting this program. But a man who's become his lieutenant in many ways and has done a tremendous job with the goalies in Abbotsford is Curtis Sanford.
You need that tandem to work in lockstep together, and that's kind of the unification of this program that you need to create from the AHL to the NHL level that hasn't really been consistent enough for the Vancouver Canucks. You hope with this new regime coming in, obviously their history in Pittsburgh with Wilkes-Barre Scranton and Pittsburgh, they had such great connection that guys would transition easily. That comes with the coaching staff as well. And realistically, the thing in the Canucks department that's worked the best is the goaltending department. both at the pro level, both at the scouting level, and then at the AHL level. They work together so well to create this this perfect program that they can analyze and detect guys that are can get better opportunities here, and they feel that they can extract more from. It's the lesson for so many other departments in the organization to follow the standard that Ian Clark and Curtis Sanford both set.
Well, and also just listening to what Sanford had to say, we're going to play a clip here from Patrick Alvin, the Canucks general manager as well. There are no promises either that he's going to be the guy. We'll see how it goes, and I think it also kind of speaks to, number one, the competition that's going to be happening, but also a big nod to the fact that they may not be done adding. And here quickly is Patrick Alvin talking about the goalie depth this team has.
I don't think anything is set in stone here. I think there's competition coming into training camp. I think the goalies you mentioned there, DiPietro and Zilovs, I think they're great prospects, and hopefully they're ready to take on the challenge here with Spencer and make our decisions hard for next year.
That is Patrick Alvin. So as much as Spencer Martin signed the contract, it's an open competition for the backup role next season, Vic.
That's what you want. Competition sharpens everyone. Iron sharpens iron. And you hope it brings the best out of everyone and raises the floor for the Vancouver Canucks.
Well, we certainly look forward to seeing that in the offseason. But right now, the Canucks, they have a task in hand. Third period tied at two. Coming up, Batch and Hershey with the call on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Welcome back to Rogers Arena. Brendan Batchelor and Corey Hirsch with you again tonight, as always, during the Canucks season. And the Canucks are in a 2-2 tie with the San Jose Sharks after two periods tonight. Vancouver goals from Jason Dickinson and Connor Garland. San Jose markers from Tomas Hertl on the power play and Nick Bonino at even strength. And we'll start the period at 4-on-4 for a minute and 5 seconds because of penalties to Timo Meier and Will Lockwood late in the second. And after that minute and 5 seconds, Hershey, the Canucks will have just 16 seconds on the power play, but they do have a bit more ice to work with at 4-on-4 to start the third.
Well, they do, a fresh ice. But not a lot of time. You never know. You can get one. We'll see what happens, but I'm just more concerned. Their lineup keeps getting thinner and thinner.
Of course, Tanner Pearson joining the injured list coming into this game. Left the game in Arizona with an undisclosed injury. They did get Quinn Hughes back, though. As we get set to start the third, the Canucks in blue will go from right to left, and the Sharks in white will go from left to right, and they win the faceoff back into their own zone. Do the Sharks as Erik Karlsson starts from behind his own net. They'll play it up the far side for Barabanov. Tipped it to center, but right to Bo Horvat, and he drops it back to his own line for Oliver Ekman-Larsson. And Larsson plays left wing to center for Lamico, dumps it behind the San Jose goal. Karlsson missed the puck far boards. Barabanov back to it. There's a backhand pass to the near side for Brent Burns, who skates right wing to center. Drops it to Erik Karlsson. Watched by Horvat, he cuts back to his own blue line and plays across for Tomas Hertl. Hertl from his own blue line gains the Vancouver line. Forced wide by Hughes to the near boards. 20 seconds left in 4-on-4. Puck comes left circle for Erik Karlsson with a hard wrist shot stopped by Demko up high, and it deflects over the glass.
I got the chances almost even 15-14 right now in this hockey game. It's been a shots are 29-29. It's been an interesting hockey game. And lots of action. Good speed, good pace. One of the better games we've seen in a while. Rightfully so after the Arizona game we had to be put through for 2 hours and 15 minutes. I'm just going to keep getting shots in at the Coyotes.
I was going to say, no love lost for the Arizona Coyotes from Corey Hirsch.
I used to defend them all the time.
As Lockwood's out of the box, Canucks are now on the power play, brought to you by Play Now Sports. Get $250 to Play Now Sports, BC Sportsbook. And here's Miller, right wing, in the San Jose end. Passes back top of the point. Connor Garland tees up a drive. It was actually a shot pass looking for a tip from Hughes. He couldn't deflect it on goal. Myers out of the box, but Hughes gets it high slot. To the bottom of the right circle for Miller. Scoops it behind the net to Pettersson, left wing side. He shoots off the outside of the goal. And in the far corner, it's settled by Shmulevsky, and he'll pass left wing to center for Logan Couture, who dumps it rink wide into the right corner, and Timo Meier skates onto it. Meyer behind the Vancouver net. Centers in front for Matt Nieto, who tipped it wide of the goal. Lost it to Pod Colson behind the net, and then Quinn Hughes gets it from Pod Colson and floats it into the San Jose zone. Sharks trying to counterattack, but Myers breaks up a play at the San Jose line, feeds up the left wing for Horvat, centers into the slot for Chiasson with a one-time chance, held out by Kokkonen, then Horvat gets it to Chiasson, left circle, he scores! Red hot Alex Chiasson scores again, his third goal in as many games, and the Canucks lead 3-2.
Well, that is unbelievable, getting as much as they can out of Chiasson. He's got a goal and an assist tonight. And he's just been impressive down the stretch for the Canucks. He's 3-3-6 for 6 points, 3 goals, 3 assists in his last 3 games. And that is incredible. That'll be his 10th of the year, 18th point on the season. And it's a mad scramble in front. Kokkonen is all over the place. It comes out back door to Chiasson, and he goes blocker side shelf, short side. Canucks up 3-2.
And the Canucks have the lead again for the third time in this game. Well, the goal by Chiasson at 2:07 of the third period. The time of the goal is brought to you by Crowe McKay, Western Canada's trusted accountants for over 50 years. Find out more at crowemckay.ca. Tomas Hertl, left wing to the Vancouver line, dumps it into the attacking zone, but Kyle Burrows clears ahead for Jason Dickinson up the right wing. Passes to Lamico into the San Jose zone. He's forced to the corner by Merkley. They'll battle for it behind the net. Lockwood digs it free. Try to wrap around attempt, but fanned on it near side. Lost the puck to Merkley. In a battle at the side of the net, he gets it ahead for Barabanov. And he'll fight it out to center on the near wall.
Well, Canucks now, they can play smart. Let San Jose take all the chances and risks in the world. They'll turn the puck over, just like what they've done.
The other thing, though, is that San Jose has been able to answer back every time the Canucks have taken the lead. So you got to make sure that you see this lead to the finish line now. As Merkley skates right wing to center, dumps it into the left corner of the Vancouver zone. Tyler Myers back to it. Forced to the inboards, lost it down low to Couture, who centered through the crease, trying to find Dahlin. It was out of his reach. And Brad Richardson from behind his own net feeds near side for Nick Petan. He'll pass to center for Brad Hunt, but it's batted down by Megna. And Brent Burns has it in his own end. Nearly 4 minutes into the third period, Canucks lead the Sharks 3-2 on the go-ahead goal by Alex Chiasson. Reading near boards in the Canucks zone, try to centering pass, broke it up, and Pettersson gets it right wing to center for Garland, who clears behind the Sharks net. Burns back to it below the goal line, funnels it around the far side for Noah Gregor. Gregor in the far circle protects it from Pettersson and leads the rush to center. Left wing to the red line, he dumps it in. And Hughes back to it near corner, loses it to Bonino. He drops it to the near point for Ferraro. Mario Ferraro, long shot, tipped in the slot just wide of the net. Good deflection chance for Rudolph's Balsers. And Hershey wants me to tell you he's a former Kamloops Blazer, and he nearly scored there.
Again.
And Ferraro, right wing. To the top of the point for Gregor, long shot, hit Bonino in front. And Balsers chases it down right corner for Bonino behind the net. Pushed to the end boards by Shen, separates him from the puck, clears it into space up the near wall. Garland skates onto it and gets it out over the blue line. And then continues to battle with Balsers. They got it to center. Pettersson tried to dump it in and hit Ferraro and bounced back to the Vancouver line. And Tomas Hertl pokes it deep into the far corner. Travis Dermott back to the puck. Can't clear. Comes to Hertl. Tried to center. Miller blocked the pass. Gets it ahead for Pettersson. And he'll wind his way up the near boards. Bank it into the Shark zone as the Canucks get a partial change with San Jose regrouping.
Well, now you can see the Canucks hang 4 guys back. It looks like a 1-4-4 check right now. San Jose is getting some zone time, but Canucks really keeping everything outside.
Chiasson near corner in his own end. Passes to the far side for Kyle Burrows. Couldn't settle the puck, but gets it up the wall out to center. Horvat pokes it away from Hertl, but Erik Karlsson was back to get it, and he ends up firing it into the benches. 5:37 elapsed in the third. The Canucks lead the Sharks 3-2.
There's some good hockey games right now going on around the league, Brendan. Oilers in Colorado. Oilers were up 1-0 last I saw, but That was in the third period. You can't even imagine the speed in that game with Connor McDavid and Nathan MacKinnon. One to keep an eye on is the Vegas game, but looks like Vegas is up 4-1 last I saw on Arizona.
As Pod Colson plays it left wing for Horvat into the Sharks' end. He'll protect it near wall, but gave it away to Reedy, who gets it out to center for San Jose again, and Meyer chops it in deep on the left wing. Ekman-Larsson behind the goal, leaves down low for Horvat, saucers it up the right side for Pod Colson, who feeds left wing for Ekman-Larsson to center. Oliver Ekman-Larsson to the San Jose line, dumps it to the near corner. Brent Burns back to it, goes D-to-D behind the net for Megna, then ahead for Reedy. Skates left wing to center, is poke checked by Myers at the red line, and now we got a San Jose penalty as Meyer hit Richardson from behind into the boards. He's going to go for cross-checking, and the Canucks will go to the power play for the seventh time tonight when we return. 6:13 into the third, Vancouver leads San Jose 3-2 on Alpine Credit's Canucks Hockey on the Sportsnet Radio Network. 6:13 into the third period tonight in Vancouver. The Canucks lead the Sharks 3-2, and Vancouver's off to the power play with Timo Meyer in the box for cross-checking. The power play is brought to you by Play Now Sports. Get $250 to Play Now Sports. BC Sportsbook of the Canucks win the draw. Ekman-Larsson back on the top unit. Left side for JT Miller. Played it down low for Horvat, who tried to pass middle of the ice that was broken up by Jacob Megna and cleared back into the Vancouver end.
Well, what San Jose has done, and they've done a good job of taking away the top of the power play on the Canucks, and that's the triangle up top that they like to control the play from and the power play from, and San Jose is not giving it to them.
As the Canucks go offside at the Sharks blue line, gives us a chance to remind you that you are listening to Alpine Credit's Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Own your home. Alpine Credits can get your loan approved. Alpine Credits, homeowners get approved. Visit alpinecredits.ca. And if you take away the top of the power play, it makes it much less dangerous because, of course, that's Miller on the one side, Hughes at the top of the point, Pettersson on the other side. Arguably the Canucks' three most dangerous offensive players.
No, and interestingly enough, they've got OEL out here instead of Hughes on this first unit again.
As the Sharks bring it to the Vancouver line, shot off the left wing by Bonino, is kicked out by Demko. And Ekman-Larsson passes quickly to center for Miller. Into the Sharks zone. Right side for Chase on center. In front, trying to find Miller. Pass was broken up, never got through to him. And deflected wide of the net off of one of the Sharks deep in the zone. Now Chase on again, has it left corner, protecting it from Brent Burns. Leaves near side for Horvat. Tried to play it up the boards. Hurdle broke it up. Horvat knocked it free again for Miller, who gave it away to Burns. He clears it all the way down the ice, and JT Miller was not happy about that.
No, he just cannot get anything going. He was in the slot, and Chiasson couldn't hit him. Just having a tough night.
Ekman-Larsson to the San Jose line. 1-on-4 into the slot. Lost the puck. And here's Logan Couture back to center, trying to split the defense. Looking to escape from Garland and Hunt, who got back and tried a long shot off the left wing, did Couture, but Garland blocked, and he'll turn back to center. Left wing of the red line, Garland slaps it behind the net. Pod Colson chases it down on the right wing. Tied up by Vlasic in the corner, gets it free to the far point for Hughes, but the puck was bouncing, he couldn't hold it in, and it's out to center with just 10 seconds left in the man advantage. Hughes gains the line on the left wing, dumps it around to the right boards. Pod Colson lets it go to the point for Shen with a long shot. Blockered wide to the target by Kakinen. And now Patan gets it bottom of the left circle. Tried a tight angle wrist shot. He hit the outside of the post. And it deflects out of play. 8:20 into the third. Vancouver still up 3-2 on San Jose, but the Canucks are now 0-7 on the power play tonight.
Well, 0-7, that's going to hurt the power play percentages anyways. you don't have a night like that, not be able to get even one. And the thing that concerns me, though, Brendan, is that we know that they're going to give San Jose one here coming up. They always do that.
Canucks win the draw in the Sharks' zone. Hughes to the left corner for Richardson. Threw it to the net right along the goal line. It's loose side of the net, and Kakinen's able to fall on top of it and get the whistle.
Now for the Canucks, 3-2 is not going to cut it right now. They need to go get that fourth one.
Luckily for them, the third period has been their best this year, plus 23 goal differential, as opposed to the first period where they're minus 23.
Yeah, that's, well, it's your starts. It It's hard to catch up on being on the eight ball all the time.
And we have seen the Canucks mount many a comeback this year. Some all the way, some have fallen short, but they have been a team that oftentimes has had to battle back, and as a result, they've got that positive third period differential. Puck just inside the Sharks blue line, cleared off the glass near side and out to center by Scott Reedy. And Quinn Hughes goes back to it in his own zone. Plays it up the left wing for Jason Dickinson, dumps it behind the San Jose net. Kokkonen out of the crease, leaves near corner for Brent Burns, hit into the corner by Lamico, comes behind the net for Jason Dickinson, centered from below the goal line. It comes all the way back to the point for Myers right side. His shot was deflected by Dickinson, but went wide of the net. Now Lamico in the corner. For Richardson near side, again to the line for Dermott, tried to dump it back down the boards, gave it away to Merkley, and he'll gain the Canuck line on right wing. It was poke checked by Dermott, following up his Balzers near circle with a shot that Dermott blocked, and Barabanov gets it again on the boards. Barabanov with a spinorama move away from Dermott, goes behind the net, out the left wing side, bottom of the circle, trying to center. Dermott sticks right with him, knocks him down in the corner, did well to not get called for a penalty as the battle ensued on the far side. And now Dermott from behind his own net brings it around the near boards and lifts it high in the air and out to center. Good defensive shift from Travis Dermott.
I was just going to say that. You're reading my mind. What a great shift from Dermott.
Sharks back into the Vancouver zone. Hurdle sends in front. One-time chance for Šimek trailing the play. Myers got back and lifted his stick. Or rather, it was Chason just in time. Šimek would have had a great opportunity down the left wing as Chason brings it right wing to center and dumps it behind the Sharks' goal. Kokkonen clears it high around the glass, but Chason knocks it down right wing for Horvat. Into the slot for Podkolzin to Chason going to the net. But the pass was in his skates. He couldn't settle it. And now the Sharks ice the puck. So the Canucks will have an offensive zone draw. San Jose won't be able to change. With 9:37 remaining in the third period, the Canucks lead 3-2.
Well, San Jose trying to give everything they can here. But the Canucks, again, keeping them to the outside. Playing well defensively right now. Just need to make sure they don't do anything and take a penalty at this point.
Sharks win the draw in their own zone. Erik Karlsson gets it across far side for Šimek, who clears to center. And then Meyer takes a long shot across the Vancouver line on the left wing. And takes a huge run at Hughes in the near corner. Nearly caught him right in the trolley tracks. Hughes had the presence of mind to step out of the way of the hit attempt. So that he didn't get all of it, and passes to center for Miller. Right wing for Pettersson across the San Jose line. Try to feed into the slot, blocked by Ferraro. Comes back to Pettersson, who has his stick lifted by Shmelevsky on the near boards. Couldn't get it to the net. Ekman Larson holds into the line for Miller, middle of the ice. Dumps it behind the net. Garland on the end boards. Steals it from Couture to the high slot for Myers. Wrist shot right on. Stopped by Kokkonen with a glove. 8:53 left in the third. The Canucks lead the Sharks 3-2, and you're listening to Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. 8:53 left in the third period tonight in Vancouver. The Canucks lead the Sharks 3-2.
Be a player. Bet on hockey like never before with Play Now Sports, your local BC sportsbook.
It's time to take a look at the turning point of the game, brought to you by Northview Golf and Country Club. Two Arnold Palmer Design Championship courses, great food, world-class facilities, and magnificent views. Book now at northviewgolf.com. We'll get to that in a moment as the Sharks carry into the Vancouver zone. Bonino with a shot off the right wing. I think that caught the post, Hershey. But deflected over the glass and out of play. And our turning point of the game right now is the goal that, if nothing changes, will stand up as the winner. Alex Chason got his 10th of the year on a shot from the left circle off a broken play in the San Jose zone. Just 2:07 into the third period. Canucks up 3-2 as the Sharks win the faceoff of the Vancouver zone. Erik Karlsson tees up a drive from the line, stopped by Demko.
Well, Brendan, this is a good chance of inning it. Congratulate Nolan Meyer, Saskatoon Blades. Broke my all-time wins record in the Western Hockey League. I had 120 wins, and he got his 121st last night with a shutout. Congratulations to Nolan Myers, the new record holder of the Western Hockey League for most wins. Records are made to be broken.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that a sad moment or a happy moment for you to see your record broken?
Very happy for someone to do it. It's 30 years. It was a long time. I was tied with Tyson Sexsmith.
Former Vancouver Giant, of course.
And then, you know what? Really nice kid. I called him today. I talked to him a little bit, congratulated him, and he's undrafted. Hopefully somebody gives him a chance.
Absolutely. As Pod Colson dumps it back behind the San Jose net. Brent Burns back to it behind his own goal. Banks it right wing to center for Rudolph's Balsers. Who tips it into the Canucks zone, only as far as Quinn Hughes. Stretches it up the right wing for Pettersson. Into the Sharks zone, trying to backhand drop pass into the slot. Didn't have any teammates there, though, as Brent Burns broke it up. And now it's brought back in across the Vancouver line by Hurdle, who turned it over. And here's Hughes again. Another stretch pass for Pettersson down the left wing. Tried to beat Kokkonen between the legs. The Sharks goaltender made the save, and they get it back out to center as Hughes takes it at his own line. For Pettersson. Near boards goes to Hughes behind the net. 7:20 left in the third. It's the Canucks up 3-2 on the Sharks tonight in Vancouver.
It'll be nice to see the Canucks get a fourth one. They pretty much put this one to rest if they can. Stay away from the turnovers. There's been plenty from both teams tonight.
And of every flavor, too. Apple turnovers.
I don't know
what other kind of turnovers they make.
Cherry turnovers.
Can you do peach turnovers? You
sure,
can probably
you
do those, too. Here's Dickinson, left wing into the San Jose zone. Bumped to the boards by Shimek. And it's dug free by Shimolevsky, who's back to center. Left wing for Couture. Sweeps it into the slot for Timo Meier with a wrist shot. He missed past the stick side of Demko. Great A opportunity for Meier. As Burns takes it high off the glass, feeds near point for Erik Karlsson. He dumps it behind the Canuck net. Found in the near corner by Meier. Into the slot, Erik Karlsson threw it to the top of the crease. Puck is loose in the blue paint. Burns was there but couldn't poke it home. And Burrows forces him to the far corner. Sharks turning up the heat here, trying to tie the game. Erik Karlsson, right point, gives it away in the slot to Will Lockwood. He'll skate it out to center himself, gain the red line, and dump it in as the Canucks complete a wholesale change.
A good shift for Burns. And then Karlsson ended up just giving it away.
Now Quinn Hughes back at his own line. Feeds across to Luke Shen, then to center for Bo Horvat. Makes a move around Jonathan Dahlin. Horvat tried a shot off the right wing. It was blocked by Merkley. Comes to chase on far board, sends it to the net. Stopped by Kokkonen. Big rebound high in the air. Goes into the slot as Horvat ran over Bonino away from the puck. Bonino's irate, thinks it should have been a penalty. And with the way they've called things tonight, Hershey, I'm surprised it wasn't. And now Miller breaks up a pass into the San Jose zone. He shoots off the right wing and missed past the stick side of Kokkonen.
Well, Brendan, how much do you want to bet that the Canucks get a penalty here in the next minute or two?
I do not want to take that bet.
Yeah.
I believe it will happen. As Miller skates left wing to the red line and dumps it in. He'll go after it on the forecheck. Balser's back to it. Has a give and go deep in the zone with Barabanov, then passes to the red line for Vlasic, who dumps it right corner into the Canuck end. 5 minutes left in the third. It's Vancouver up 3-2 on San Jose. As Ekman-Larsson plays it free for Pettersson at his own blue line. He'll bring it left wing to center, trying to protect it from Megna, who knocked it free to Hurdle, and he fires it in on Demko from center. The Canuck goaltender grabs it with his glove, sweeps it to Myers on the far side. He'll go D-to-D to the near boards for Ekman-Larsson with the Sharks changing. Now he gets it to center for Chason, who tips it in deep to the San Jose zone. Shmulevsky in his own end. Near side for Couture, try to centering feed, bounced off Chason back deep into the zone. And Jacob Megna will leave it for Timo Meier. Meier quickly to center. Forced back to his own line by Lockwood. Pod Cole's in there too, watching. As the Canucks complete a change of their own, and Brent Burns has to take it behind his own net.
4 minutes here to go for the Canucks. And with Vegas winning, these points are absolutely crucial.
Shmulevsky, left wing to the Vancouver line, throws on the brakes, trying to rink wide pass that bounces into the corner. Timo Meier, after to the end boards, was hit by Luke Shen. Puck comes free to Hughes as Shen appeared to be hurt on the play. Meier might have slashed him after the weird collision, and Shen goes off in obvious discomfort to the Canuck bench. As there's a delayed offside against the Sharks at the Canuck line, and Ekman-Larsson settles it down, passes to center for JT Miller. Into the San Jose zone, left wing, faked the shot, then tried to take it. It was tipped wide of the net, and Burns in the near corner clears it free for Nieto. Nieto Gets it to center for Noah Gregor. One on two to the Vancouver line. Stood up by Ekman Larson, who knocked him to the ice. And Myers gets the puck with 3:10 left in the third. And the Canucks up 3-2. He'll play to center for Chiasson, who dumps it behind the San Jose net.
Well, Luke Shen has stayed on the bench. And I think he got slashed in the, as you say, Brendan, nether regions. I think he'll be okay eventually.
Sharks breaking out. We'll keep an eye on Kakanen to see when he's summoned to the bench for the extra attacker. Horvat forces a turnover at center. He's back into the Sharks zone. Down the left wing. Going to the net. To the backhand. Lost the puck. Comes to puck. Colson. Right circle. He ripped a snapshot that went off Kakanen's mask and over the net. Now Dermott for the left point. Dumps it to the right corner. Podkolzin gets it back to the near point for Travis Dermott. Rims it behind the San Jose goal. Lockwood's after it far boards. Pokes it to the corner. Lamico's after it down low. There's a battle along the boards, and Barabanov gets it free for Merkley near side. Watched by Lamico in his own zone. Goes across to Ferraro, then to center for Barabanov. Tipped it to the Vancouver bench. Hughes was going off. It hit him in the skate. Do they have him for too many men on the ice here?
I think he had one foot in the bench.
There's a whistle, and we'll get that sorted out when we return. 2:11 left in the third. The Canucks lead the Sharks 3-2 on Alpine Credits Canucks Hockey on the Sportsnet Radio Network. 2:11 left in the third period tonight in Vancouver. The Canucks lead the Sharks 3-2. Brendan Batchelor and Corey Hirsch with you. Make sure to stay tuned after the game for the Canucks Central postgame show. Satyar Shah and Vic Nazar will take your calls and texts. We'll also hear Bruce Boudreau's postgame comments and reaction from the players right here on your home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650 and the Sportsnet Radio Network. Canucks win the draw. Myers dumped it all the way down the ice. It just rolled past the empty net. It's going to be icing against Vancouver. As Horvat won the draw back to Myers on the end boards, who looked like he was about to score into the empty net, and it rolled less than an inch wide of the post.
I think it went off the stanchion, Brendan. And that's, you can't get any closer than that. He fired it out, and I think it went off the stanchion on the boards because he was going off the glass and out.
Face off of the Vancouver zone again. As if you hadn't guessed, it's 6-on-5 for the Sharks. They've got the empty net now. Myers clears it again. This one, a second time, goes all the way down the ice. This one wasn't anywhere near the net, though. And there'll be another face off in the Vancouver zone with 1:53 remaining in the third, and the Canucks up 3-2.
Well, icing, it's never a bad thing. And
sometimes a bad thing.
Well, it can be, but
we'll see what happens here as the Sharks win the draw. Burns, top of the point, right circle. Timo Meier with a one-timer, stopped by Demko up high. Erik Karlsson gets it left wing. 6-on-5 for San Jose. The Canucks lead 3-2 with 1:40 left in the third period. Hurdle behind the net, near circle Meier to the line for Burns. Over to the left wing side for Erik Karlsson. Back to Meier, right wing. Now to Burns from the line with a one-time shot that went wide of the net. Hurdle gets it right corner for Meier. Tried a rink-wide pass for Karlsson, far side. Tip to the boards, but he gets it back to Burns near side. Meier, one-timer, stopped down low by Demko off the left pad. Hurdle behind the Vancouver goal to Meier near boards. Back to Burns, one-timer, blocked in front, hit Couture. Rebound came to the near circle. Meier threw it to the net. It hit Dermott, or rather that's Ekman Larson, then shot again to the goal by Meier and deflected off his stick and wide.
Well, it looks like Duck Hunt out there right now.
Ekman Larson's limping. Obviously heard there's a penalty coming up against the Canucks, too, as we enter the final minute of the third. I don't know why the Sharks don't just give the Canucks the puck. It would be 6-on-4 if they did. They can't throw a seventh guy out there. And Meier from the right circle shoots over the Vancouver net. Karlsson gets it left wing. Again to Burns at the line. Back to Karlsson. I guess you've got them tired, maybe. As Burns shoots for the point. Stopped by Demko. Where's the puck? As Demko covers it. And then Myers ran over Couture in the crease. And that draws a big crowd as we finally get the whistle. And the Sharks will get the power play with 39.3 seconds left in the third.
In all honesty, Brendan, I think this should be 6-on-3 because Meier should have a penalty too, but they're not going to do that.
Or are they?
Well, they
I agree, they're not going
but
to.
It should be. Well, Myers is going to the box, so he's going to be the original call.
2 minute Meier penalty for cross-checking.
And Meyer's not happy. He goes over to the ref. He tells him, he's talking to him right now.
Got to be careful you don't take another one.
Yeah. Well, all sorts of chaos in front. Oliver Ekman Larson got hit with a shot, but honestly, Meier should have another 2 minutes, but got away with one. They're going to get another timeout here. But it was shot after shot after shot. I'm not even sure you know what duck hunt is, do you, Brendan?
Yeah, of course.
You play
I do.
Duck hunt with the
I've only
with
played it a couple times. It was before my time, but I'm aware of it.
But it was Nintendo, I think.
I wouldn't know what gaming system it came out on. Like original Nintendo, Super Nintendo, maybe? There's people yelling at their radios
right now,
I'm sure.
I played in television. Had a little wheel and some numbers. Well, 39.3 seconds. Canucks, here's the issue. Yeah, you're going to get a point, but then you risk another chance of losing another point. So, you got Luke Shen out here with Horvat. JT Miller, he's out here. I think that's Quinn Hughes on the far side.
Face-off to the right of Demko in the Vancouver zone. 39.3 seconds remaining in the third. Canucks win the draw. Luke Shen's got the puck. Shoots for the empty net. It's batted out of midair by Meyer at center and rolls back into the Sharks zone.
Now they just killed 10 seconds, though. That's crucial.
Now Meyer to the Vancouver line. Dumps it down the right wing boards. Couture after it. Was beaten with the puck by Hughes, got it behind the net for Shen, clears it around the glass, far side and out to center with 15 seconds left.
Oh, Luke Shen, the man of the hour right now.
Now Hughes knocks it down at his own line, tried to clear it to center. Burns blocked it. Horvat gets it ahead for Miller, who hit the post on the empty net. Just 3 seconds left now, though. As it's thrown to the goal off the right wing, and Luke Shen scores. A buzzer beater from the veteran Vancouver defenseman. If it counts, it'll be his fourth of the year, and it'll make it 4-2 Vancouver.
I hope he gets it. He'll become the new Louis Erickson, Brendan. That'll be his second empty net goal. And just a gutsy, gritty effort from the Canucks. Let's give San Jose all the credit they deserve. They played hard. I don't know what the teams are waiting for.
Because they have to take another face-off. The goal's going to count. So the officials were telling the teams to wait before leaving. Half the Canucks had jumped over the boards to celebrate with their goaltender.
Good for Luke Shen. A great job on that last 39 seconds. Horvat won the draw twice, or won the draw, and then Shen got it out twice. And that's how they were able to win this hockey game, ultimately, at the end of the day. And Luke Shen getting the the empty netter. You couldn't ask for a better guy to get it.
As they drop the puck in, and that will officially bring an end to the game. The Canucks double up the Sharks on home ice tonight by a final score of 4-2. And with nine games left in the season, they move back to within 4 points of a playoff spot.
Well, San Jose gave them everything they could handle. Their hits, it was a fight. And we have entertained to a great hockey game, and the Canucks keep themselves alive. Another 2 points. 2 points closer to possibly making the playoffs. And I know it's tough, but you have to, every chance you get, you cannot give up 2 points, especially against a team that's below you. And the Canucks end up taking their two here. 4-2 over San Jose. Man, what a hockey game tonight that was, Brendan.
As they kick off a five-game homestand with a big win over the Sharks, and they've got the Vegas Golden Knights up next coming in on Tuesday night. That'll be a 7 o'clock face-off. We'll have it for you right here on Sportsnet 650 and along the network. But once again, the final score tonight at Rogers Arena. The Canucks 4 and the Sharks 2 for Corey Hirsch. This is Brendan Batchelor in Vancouver. The Canucks Central post-game show starts right now.